Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Play the song.
No one should be up this early.
Play the song.
I know you're thinking about snoozing.
Play the song.
But get up, get moving.
Play the song.
Make your way to the shower.
Play the song.
Turn up Dave Ryan louder.
Play the song.
It's time for my first song.
Play the song.
Go ahead, play my first song.
All right, what do you got for your first song?
Well, let me tell you what song. We went through the system, and I found a song, and then Dave found songs that flashed him back, and he was like, oh, how about this one? Your mom and I could slow dance to this one. And I was like, I do not know that song. And then he simulated him slow dancing with my mother. Yeah. This and is I, not the yeah, song we're
no,
playing.
Really.
Hello, nope.
Because me and your mom, Deborino, we would slow dance to this song.
Never heard it.
You never heard this?
I'm not sure. Unless the chorus picks in with something unique. No. Okay, so anyway, nope. Oh, not necessary. Yeah, I have heard that. And then he said, no, turn that down. He, no surprise, said like 10 inappropriate things about my mother.
Oh, they were, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's too early.
No,
all right, but what my actual song is, Free Your Mind! First song of the day. You're welcome.
Yeah, it's hard to slow dance with your mom, too, though.
That's fine.
Okay, DWB, good morning. God, I forgot what a jam that song
is.
Dang. Had a guitar solo in there. I never noticed a guitar solo in there. That was back before they had like a rap solo in songs.
Yeah.
Don't have guitar solos anymore. What is that, like 89, 90, 91? Do you have any idea?
No. Mm. No, I do. Well, no, I typed in hits from like the 90s, mm-hmm. and I pulled up a different En Vogue song, and then I was like, no, I don't know that one. I want to get one of either this one. Maybe I'll do La Bouche tomorrow. Because I feel like they're on the same vibe of dope, upbeat songs, you know?
Okay. 1992, so that song is 30, almost 29 years old.
Wow, so, I wonder if they still tour.
I don't know.
I'd see them at TI.
Okay, good to know. I'll let them know if they want to. Yeah, okay, good to know. I was worried I made Jenny mad last night because we were texting last night between the three of us.
Yeah.
And everybody in the show's got like the same ridiculously over the top offensive sense of humor. And the more we can offend each other, the funnier we think we are.
Yeah.
So we'll say something horribly inappropriate and sometimes mean just to make the other two people laugh. Like I'll make fun of Fallon and Jenny will jump in and join in and pile on.
So, yeah. Last night was nice because it did not involve me.
So I found a funny TikTok trend and I said, oh, we need to do this with our partners. Jenny, can you remind everybody tomorrow to record it? And Jenny said, and Fallon gave me a thumbs up.
Yeah.
I got that. Jenny says, I don't know that I'll be around Andrew to record it tomorrow. And I thought it'd be funny to write back, did you guys break up?
Yeah.
Which, that's not what she meant at all. She just means she's not going to be around him. But I thought I would stir the pot and say, did you guys break up?
Yeah.
And then I put the big wide-eyed emoji three times like, oh, no.
How long did it take for her to respond?
She wrote back. She said, why did he say that? That's what I thought she wrote back was, why did he say that? Like saying that to you, Fallon. Like, why would Dave say something so cruel?
Oh, no.
That's not what you meant.
No.
You meant, why, comma,
yes.
did he say that?
Yeah, like, did Andrew say that to you?
You didn't put a freaking comma in
there, I got
there,
it as
Jenny.
Soon as you put it, Jenny.
I didn't read it like it needed a comma until you just spoke it out loud.
Yeah.
Like, I really, truly thought you would understand right away what I was trying
I wasn't
to say.
Sure.
And I was oh, like, my God.
I thought Jenny was, like, texting you, Fallon, and saying, why did he say that?
No, she, like, I mean, Dave, we do that behind joke. Your back, obviously.
Why
but
did he say that?
No.
Commas, Jenny. Put
do
a
not
comma.
Even.
I was going to say, your voice
the
to
worst.
Text is deciphering a foreign language half of the time. Don't tell me I missed
one
comma.
Why don't you both talk at the same time?
Okay.
Talk at
Jenny,
the same time.
Jenny and I could literally, at this point, literally be hired by the FBI to break through codes, because it's what we do with your text from your voice to texting.
Oh. Let me read yours last night. Can I read yours last night?
I guess so.
I'm
can
read
you?
It word for word. I am certain a hawk, though my bun, was a rat for a second because it ducking swooped on my and miss me by inches, like realizing, whoa, I can't lift that ish, abort. What is that?
You know what it is. You know what it is, number one. Number two, everyone knows that the iPhone is a B word and changes the F word to duck. Mm-hmm. So that is where ducking came in, obviously.
I'm going to go on change.org this is and have the iPhone
you
make
should.
It whenever you do blanking. It doesn't change it to ducking.
It was a serious situation, and I'll tell it quickly, but I went out for a power walk last night, and I heard something rustling, and then it swooped over my head, and when I opened my eyes, inches from my head was a hawk soaring and doing its little vibe. And I think it thought, thank you. I think it thought the bun on my head was a rat. And then it saw how large of a human I was and was like, abort, I can't lift it. But it was terrifying for a brief second.
He went and got a bunch of his buddies.
He did.
He called three men in a wing.
Shut up. Leave. You're not beating it. You're not beating it. And it's 6:13.
You see this truck following you while you're walking? These three birds are driving.
Listen.
Okay.
Well, they have. Go on.
Lollapalooza starts, I think, next week in Chicago. So, or this weekend. It's actually this weekend in Chicago, now that I think about it. So Carson, my 20-year-old son, and some of his buddies are all going to go meet down in Madison and then drive down to Lollapalooza and party the weekend away in Chicago. So he had asked me a month or so ago, will you fly me and a couple of friends in your little airplane to Madison where we're going to meet some friends? I'm like, yeah, sure. So tomorrow's the day we're going to leave. Here's the problem.
Oh, God. What?
You got a little tiny airplane, seats four people, smaller than a compact car. It's like the size of a Fiat inside of there.
Oh, geez, yeah.
And you got their bags. They each have a backpack.
Okay.
You have enough gas to get to Madison. That's a fully loaded plane. So you have to drive, you have to drain some of the gas out just to make it light enough to go. It's going to be 99 degrees tomorrow at takeoff time, which could very likely mean if the air is too thin for the propeller to bite into, we can't go. In other words, the air's not dense enough for the propeller to bite into to pull the plane along, so we probably can't. It doesn't look like we can go, especially with a fully loaded plane. So I told Carson last night, I'm like, Carson, I don't think we're going to be able to make this trip. You're going to have to drive. What? I said, I am not taking a chance on flying you and two of your friends, hoping for the best. So I said, we're going to have to see.
You ruined his cool look.
I guess it was
because to
cool
his friends,
look.
Is what he did. Yeah, my dad can fly us. And they're like, what? Your dad can? Yeah, my dad is a pilot. It's not a big deal. I can take his private plane. And they were all going to get pictures for Instagram to make it look like they took a private jet. Yeah. And now you've ruined everything. Now they're going to be in someone's Buick LeSabre. Okay? So look what you did. You went from making them super cool to super lame.
But see, that's the thing. Is there's this thing when you're flying, you feel this enormous pressure. It's called get there-itis. To go through with a flight, even when you probably shouldn't go through with it. And that's how people crash.
Yeah.
And
no, I get it.
What do I watch all the time? Airplane crash videos on YouTube.
Yes.
And a lot of them start with like, well, it's really too stormy or windy or hot to go, but everybody's excited to go. So I got to load them in the plane and get them there.
Yeah.
That's what killed JFK Jr. and his wife and her sister. They were all expected to be in like, you know, wherever they were going, middle of the night. And he could have like, you know, taken the Greyhound, I guess, or the Buick LeSabre, but everybody's like, well, we got to go. We got to be there. We got to be there. We're running late. So he went.
Yeah.
So will you call Carson and let him know if I say that I can't go? Will you let him know that I can't? Then will you call his friends and let him know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thanks. That's a true friend.
Absolutely, I will. I think it'd be, hey, Carson's Fallon. Yeah, I have no investment in this, but yeah, your dad's not taking you. He wanted to let you know.
I hate him. Okay, I'll let you know. Thank you. Now it's time for Little Jenny versus Drunk Jenny.
What
now,
does
you
that
have,
mean?
You have to listen to a story and guess whether Little Jenny did it when she was like 10 or 8 or 6 or something like
cute.
That. Or whether Drunk Jenny did it. Now let's get story number one. We'll both get a chance to guess on a game we call Little Jenny or Drunk Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you got for story number one?
All right. Story number one is I ate Chips Ahoy cookies out of a dumpster.
Drunk Jenny, no question, because when you're a little kid, you're not tall enough to get into a dumpster, nor do you have a friend that's going to boost you up there. Probably you wouldn't know they are in there. You obviously were digging around for something in a dumpster, probably furniture, and then you saw it and you're like, oh, Chip Ahoy.
Is Little Jenny anything under 18?
Some of them might be, yeah.
then I'm saying it's you in high school. You're in Wisconsin. It makes more sense for that version of
so
you.
So is that drunk Jenny or
little Jenny?
Little Jenny. I'm going drunk Jenny.
It was little Jenny, but I was very young at that time. I was probably 10. We used to go dumpster diving as an activity as children because, and also
get
we,
out.
I'm serious. We did because now. The number one thing we tried to find was the Monopoly pieces for the McDonald's game.
Oh,
we would
yeah,
go
okay.
through dumpsters trying to find Monopoly pieces. And then one time we found a unopened package of Chips Ahoy and we're like, we're swooping these. And we had them hidden in our garage for like 2 weeks and we'd snack on them like every day because we never had just like items yeah. like that in
mm-hmm.
our house.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So that was little Jenny.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. I was jumping on a bed, fell off, and got staples in my head.
Yeah, drunk. Drunk Jenny.
I'm going to say it's drunk Jenny only because we're probably alternating back and forth from little Jenny to drunk Jenny to little Jenny to... I'm going to say little Jenny. Little Jenny?
That is little Jenny.
Yeah.
Jenny. Yeah, I was your typical kid who was told not to jump on a bed, and then I did, and I got hurt. So
I don't see that. I mean, the scar is barely noticeable.
Yeah. Well, it's on the back of my head. You're looking at my front of my face right now. What are you looking at?
What is that? Oh. Okay. Next one.
Okay. Let's see. I projectile vomited down my mom's hallway at 3 a.m. trying to get to the bathroom.
God, that could be both, too.
It's little Jenny because that's what kids do. When you are a kid, you never make it to the bathroom. You just don't.
I've done that as an adult, though, too.
Yeah, I know.
And when Jenny goes home and gets drunk, she does stay at her mom's house a lot of the time.
But I'm going to guess that Big Jenny knows how to get to the bathroom now. I tell you, you just be ready for it. Olive will puke on the way to the bathroom at some point
cool.
in her childhood.
Drunk Jenny?
And he said little.
Little.
I was drunk Jenny. I was
really?
Well, I was like 17. I was being naughty one night and I had come home very late and I was extremely intoxicated and I tried to get to the bathroom and I puked everywhere.
Did you get in trouble?
My mom found out. She didn't find out when I slurred my words coming through the door. She found out once I started vomiting everywhere.
Oh, okay.
I was grounded for a very long time after that.
17. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Jenny.
It's Wisconsin.
That's true.
It's a different vibe over there, okay? All right. I woke up passed out in front of the door to my bedroom.
Little kid, Jenny.
Well, you're passed out. No, you're passed out. Passed out means drunk. She was definitely
kids also
drunk.
Pass out.
They
not
do.
Not often, though, unless they have some sort of a
that's
like
how
a
you call it, though.
Episode.
I call like when they're passed out in the back seat, like when they're tired, they pass out. So that's what I'm thinking of, like. She was so tired, she didn't even make it to her room. She just laid on the
That's
floor.
That's adorable. No, she was a drunk adult.
Okay. That was, yeah.
Okay,
that was like one of the last times I touched tequila for a very long time in college. Because
I
woke
tequila.
Up and I was like, how did I end up here?
So you made
where
it
are
to
my pants?
You made it
Jenny!
To the... What'd you just say? What'd she say?
I said, where are my pants?
Where are my pants? Where
yeah.
are my pants?
I was like Pooh Bear in it. I had only a top on when I
was
Oh,
my God, Jenny.
Get out. All right, that's it. It's Jenny or little Jenny or drunk Jenny. I like that game. We'll play that again.
Yeah.
And trust me, we're not going to run out of stories anytime soon.
Yesterday, you're like, I don't know. Do you have enough stories? And Jenny's like, I think I have a couple. And she has like an entire book.
All right. Have you ever felt bad for failing to stop at a kid's lemonade stand? If so, it's a good thing you don't live in this neighborhood. I always say stop at kids' lemonade stands because it just makes their day. It makes them so freaking happy. And give them like a couple of bucks to tip them, whatever. But people weren't stopping in this neighborhood. And so the neighbors took action. I'll tell you about it next on You Can't Make This Stuff Up on KDWB.
2, 3, 4.
It's brought to you by Arthur's Jewelers.
You see them on the side of the road and they look so hopeful and they're set up and they got their little thing of lemonade and some glasses and some cups and they got a little like a little cash drawer and a chair and
yeah.
Sometimes they go way over the top and they've got a tablecloth and sometimes mom is standing there watching, sometimes mom's inside drinking a bottle of wine. Anyway, they're a lemonade stand. They're a part of summer. I had one time when I was a kid and I remember how it felt. No, we were out in the country so there was no traffic. One car stopped and we were ecstatic and I never forgot that feeling.
Yep.
And so whenever there's a lemonade stand, I always try to stop.
Yes.
And it's usually warm, watered down. There's a dog hair floating on top of it.
Yeah.
Then they got some kind of melty chocolate chip gooey cookie that they're trying to sell you to for another $3.
I went to one at Excelsior, and it was high quality.
Yeah.
The kids were doing it right. They had Venmo and everything.
Sometimes, because a lot of people don't carry cash. I went to one a couple of weeks ago, and the lemonade was actually cold. And I was like, and it's cold? All right. So a Facebook post is going viral where a woman scolds her community for driving past her kids' lemonade stands like they had something more important to do than say hi and mingle with my kids. It's a general rule of etiquette to stop, she says. She also took etiquette to another level by setting up some sort of barricade in the street, forcing drivers to pull over and acknowledge her kids. What? She added, quote, the lemonade most likely sucks, and it's probably warm, possibly a bug floating in the ice, but the children are cute, and they don't understand why you aren't stopping when they clearly are asking you to stop. For what it's worth, this lemonade was free. I don't know what kind of barricade she set up, but I bet it was one of those little safety yellow children statues they put up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
A little safety man or
whatever.
They're
like running, kind of, right? Like,
yes. And sometimes there's a dog next to them. Yes.
Oh, I haven't seen the dog one.
Safety man, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there was a big brouhaha in our neighborhood a few years ago because somebody put their safety man too far out in the street. And somebody was gossiping and somebody called the association because you can put your safety man, the yellow figure, near the end of your driveway, but you can't put it halfway in the street.
Agreed.
But I guess the neighbor was frustrated because even though they had it at the end of the driveway, there was still a bunch of people driving by well over the posted speed limit. I mean, this is what Next Door is for. That's exactly why it was created.
I think I'm happy I don't know any of the drama in my neighborhood. I keep away from it. I don't mingle. I don't ask what's going on with people. I don't go to the HOA meetings. Jake wants to go to them. I think he wants to get involved. I'm like, calm down.
Jake seems like the kind that he would want to get involved. Like, oh, did you know the Petersons put the door on their house the wrong way? He's like, oh, God.
He laughs about the different problems they have versus other people. Like, he did hear him complaining one night by the lake, and he, like, made, like, a joke about it. And he was like, we have very different issues.
Yeah.
Very different issues.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, Dave's Dirt. We'll do that in a couple of minutes on KDWB. What do you got on Dave's Dirt, Fallon?
What happens when J-Lo and Ben are out on a yacht for her birthday and then A-Rod's yacht cruises up next to them?
Good Lord. All right. We'll find out in a couple of minutes on KDWB. Dave's Dirt is coming up next. Also, here's your keyword this hour. The keyword is easy. Text that keyword into 200-200. We have not had a winner yet, but we'd love to get one. It's for $1,000. So text that keyword in. Even if you've played it a million times and you haven't won yet, just keep playing until you win. Text the word easy to 200-200. It's for $1,000. Think about what you can do with that kind of money and then text that in. Good luck. Dave's Big Bus to Valley Fair. All my friends are hitting me up for tickets. They're like, I want to go to Valley Fair. It's KDWB.
Were you like, it's open to the public all the time? Feel free to buy tickets.
No kidding. We are giving away tickets for Dave's Big Bus to Valley Fair. Get you on the bus next Thursday. We're going down to Valley Fair. We're going to spend the afternoon down there. It's all on us. Thanks to Jefferson Lines for driving us down there. We're going to hang out on the bus. I might bring the ukulele and get on the microphone and sing along a little bit.
Oh, that's exciting for everyone.
We'll see how the reaction is.
I think
is anyway.
Everyone will like at least one sing-along.
Okay. We'll probably do that.
Do a Disney song.
Okay. And then we're going on the rides. We're all going to split up and go on the rides. People said, are we going to go on the rides together? I said, no. Because can you imagine a group of like 30 or 40 people going, okay, where do you want to go first, guys? Wild Thing, Power Tower.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, okay. Wait. Jenny
I'm hungry.
Lost her shoe. Jenny's got to go back to the bus. We got to wait for Jenny. She thinks she left her shoe on the bus.
How did you not notice that, right, Jenny?
So we'll do that coming up in a bit here on KDWB. By the way, Carnival Days is running until August 8th at Valley Fair. What is that? Grand Carnival kicks off each day at 3 o'clock. You got delicious menus, crafts and games, live music and astounding entertainment, and more from countries around the world like India, Italy, China, Spain, and Germany. It's a little bit of Epcot Center right down at Valley Fair. So hang on, we'll do that coming up a little bit here on KDWB. I got to play this for you because I love these stupid viral videos. This is a dog who is not happy. Why? He's objecting to a couple getting married.
No.
Yeah, he's not happy they're getting married.
May not enjoy the matrimony. You should declare it now.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I would actually be worried. I would be like, is that a sign?
That's a bad omen.
Now we need to check in with that couple in a handful of years and see if they're still together.
The dog was right.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to mention this one, too, because this is super cool. We had three, I think, Olympians from the from Minnesota in Tokyo. And last night, Reagan Smith, who is a swimmer from Lakeville, won bronze in the 100-meter backstroke last night. And I didn't see it, but I heard about it because I was watching. I'm watching the Olympics out of the corner of my eye while I'm playing Mario Super the golf on the Switch. And so that was really cool. And she's doing it's the backstroke.
Okay.
That's the one where you dive in backwards into the pool. So you stand on the starting block and you dive in backwards and you swim underwater for 20 meters or something crazy like that. And they're so athletic and so beautiful to watch. And that's so cool. So congratulations to her friends and family. And Reagan, I know you're probably not listening right now unless you got us on iHeartRadio.
Thanks.
Which is possible. But I thought it was really cool. Also, the woman who won gold, she's from Alaska. Her name is Lydia Jacoby. She came from behind, and she got her gold medal. Now, there's something really cool about this story. I'll tell you in a second.
King is behind. Schumacher is above her in lane four with a slight lead. And then you've got
Jacoby
up there in lane three. Challenging Schumacher. We've got 10 meters left. Lydia Jacoby, the 17-year-old from Alaska, is putting on the surge of her career. And Lydia Jacoby is going to win gold for the United States.
17. Wow.
17. Here's what's kind of interesting. I guess they said in the entire state of Alaska, there's only one pool big enough for Olympians to train in. So she can train down at Foss Swim Center or whatever, but I guess to get into an Olympic-sized pool where the lanes are long enough, you can practice your turns and all that stuff, there's only one pool in the entire state of Alaska that's big enough for people to practice that swim in. Anyway, I thought that was really cool, and it's interesting because a lot of people are kind of polarized on the Olympics. A lot of people are like, yeah, really cool, really into it. Other people are like, meh, is that on now? So I had to give a shout-out, though, to Reagan Smith for doing that, and that's super cool. 644, it's 101.3 KDWB. Dave's Dirt is coming up next.
Lifestyle, celebrities, and gossip, all on Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
Hey, I got a couple of shout-outs here. Shout-out to my girl Cassie. Good luck putting in your 2 weeks at the job you hate, girl. So proud of you. You got this. Wow. Okay, Cassie, what's that?
I'm like, don't be worried. This should feel like the biggest just pound of bricks off your chest.
Yeah, if you're quitting a job you hate, good for you.
Good riddance.
But also, shout out for my son, Ben. It is his 6th birthday.
Happy birthday, Ben.
Happy birthday, Ben. I think that's great. You share a birthday today with Maya Rudolph, who is, what do you think? How old is Maya Rudolph?
42.
49.
Jeez, good for her.
Triple H is wrestler. He's a wrestler. Yeah. You don't know.
No.
He's 52. And that is really, that's pretty much about it. All right, so moving on with the dirt here on KDWB. Got a couple of things we got to pass along. This is, I guess maybe Jenny can tell you more about this one. Spoiler alert, possibly, on The Bachelorette. Do you know about this one, Jenny? The front runners, I think it could be a spoiler alert. Michael, do you know about this?
Yes.
What happened?
Basically, it was down, I think we were down to the final four, and it was about to be hometowns, and Michael was one of the front runners of the four, I would say, probably the top two at least, and he decided to leave. I probably have an unpopular opinion because people really liked him, but personally, it kind of felt like he used his son as an excuse because he has a son who he FaceTimed with who basically said, I miss you, where are you? Because his dad has been gone for like a month and a half. And it just sort of felt like you were just about to go to like hometowns and the season's almost done and now you're ending things. So like he's been very nice the entire season, but I personally sort of feel like he used his son as an excuse.
Okay. I have a little clip of it here and let's do this.
Obviously James is home. I was FaceTiming him outside of the, where are you? Why aren't you coming home? He said like, why don't you want to see me anymore? I can't focus on anything else. I'm not leaving because of us. I'm leaving because my son needs his dad.
Okay.
I mean, drama. Yeah.
Well, now everyone's saying like he should be the next Bachelor. So that's why I just think it's a little bit sketchy. He did lose his wife, unfortunately, to cancer. Yeah. And like, so it's just been like a really tough time for him. So I know he very much cares about his son. I'm not taking that away. But it just was a little weird to me that he decided, like, now when they're almost done.
That is strange. Yeah.
On another note, a new Pokemon series is coming to Netflix. It's going to be live action. And not many details are known yet, but I'm hoping that Pikachu is just as fluffy and adorable as he is in Detective Pikachu. What? Netflix is already the place to watch the different Pokemon animated series. And by the way, a lot of Pokemon cards, you got them from when you were a kid. Check their value, because a lot of them are rare and going up in value. Why are you snickering? This is a true story.
Because the story you just read was so ridiculous.
No, it is ridiculous. Absolutely. I got a couple of ridiculous stories.
Okay,
because
good.
That's mostly what Dave Dirt is ridiculous
I know, but
garbage.
But I was like, wait, are you really concerned with how fluffy Pikachu will be?
Of course I am. He's adorable.
Okay.
You remember, you want to hear my Pokemon joke?
Yeah, I do.
You like Pokemon?
I do.
Because I'd like a little Pikachu.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, BuzzFeed put together a list of actors who turned down major roles for various reasons. For example, Drew Barrymore turned down the role of Sydney Prescott in Scream because she was sick of the final girl horror movie cliche. Okay. Claire Danes turned down the role of Rose in Titanic because she didn't have it in her to do another romance with Leonardo DiCaprio after Romeo and Juliet.
Oh.
Nobody cares about that one. Sandra Bullock, she turned down the role of Neo in The Matrix. They were going to change the role to a female for her, but she wasn't interested in that. Zac Efron turned down the role of Ren in Footloose because he wanted to do something new since he just did High School Musical.
Good choice, because that movie was absolute garbage. What are they talking about? Like, that was a horrible movie.
I didn't remember that they even did a remake.
Yeah, the only person I remember in it is Julianne Hough, and it was one of the most, like, the biggest suck bomb movies I have seen recent memory.
DaBaby is in trouble. So the Rolling Loud Festival is this weekend, this past weekend, and DaBaby made some questionable remarks, then tried to explain them away, and it didn't work. He said, if you show up today with HIV, AIDS, or any of them deadly sexually transmitted diseases that make you die in 2 or 3 weeks, then put your cell phone light in the air.
Oh,
doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah.
Then he added that any guys who didn't perform the lovin' on another man in the parking lot should also put their phones in the air. After getting dragged for it online, he posted a video explaining himself, but he didn't really do himself any favors. He said there were gay and straight fans of the show, including the guy in the front row who was wearing a crop top. And they all put their lights up because even his gay fans don't have AIDS because they're not nasty or junkies. So like I said, he didn't really do himself any favors to explain
no.
the whole thing. So, and I like DaBaby because I like that song that he does with Dua Lipa. But now
that's
I've
just
lost
Dua Lipa's song. You know, he just pops on for
a
second.
Yeah, he's got a great rap in there. Fally B with her part of the dirt.
Well, first of all, Jennifer Lopez has a new pendant she's wearing, a new necklace, and it spells
I'm
out
so
Ben.
I'm so tired of this Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez. First of all, they're both 106 years old. Nobody
no,
cares
they
about
are
the,
not.
Nobody
they're
cares about
50s.
These two. Nobody cares about these two fakers anymore.
You would not want someone saying you're 106 years old.
Yeah, but I'm also not trying to be 26 years old like these two fakers. I like them both individually, but as a couple, it's like, God, we've been down this road before.
You do realize that you hating it so much is encouraging me to overly
because you are the kind of friend who would be like, oh, you don't like it? She's the kind of friend who you would literally sit in the back seat and she'd reach over onto your side and touch your leg. And then I'd be like, stop touching my side. Stop getting on my side. And you would do it just to annoy me. You would. What else you got with those two?
Oh, there's more.
Oh, good.
Drama has ensued. What are the odds? They're all in Saint-Tropez at the same time, Dave. J-Lo was there on her yacht. And she's just having a great time. She makes these great dinner reservations at a restaurant. Her assistant calls and is like, hey, just double checking things. And then she realizes A-Rod is there eating lunch. Are you kidding
Wait,
me?
On the yacht next door or what?
No, at a restaurant they are going to. Their yachts are near each other. I mean, okay. Saint-Tropez is not that huge where their yachts are decently close.
Okay.
I'm speaking like I know about Saint-Tropez.
You don't
I
even
go
know
there
it is on a map.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Anyway, then they were like going to have dinner at the same place. And she's like, well, that's not going to do. So they had to cancel their dinner reservations quick. But just so you know, A-Rod's yacht was worth about $32 million, whereas the one Ben and J-Lo were on is worth about $140 million.
Okay,
so
neither of them
step
own the
it
yacht.
Up, A-Rod,
True.
You cheapo.
Neither of them own the yacht. They're both renting. So, I mean, still, that's impressive. We can't afford to rent a 32-foot yacht, but still, okay. $32 million yacht, right?
Yeah, and that was the cheap one.
Okay.
That was the gross one.
Yeah. Nasty.
Kanye West has managed to smash streaming records with his Donda listening party last week. TMZ reports Apple Music global live stream event topped out at 3.3 million viewers. It's more than double the previous Apple Music streaming record set by Gucci Mane and Jeezy's Versus Battle last year, which rocked about 1.8. So he's killing it, and the album isn't even officially out yet. Your boy Scooter Braun is getting ready to do a little divorce court battle. So he's decided to stop battling things out on social media. He has deleted all of his social media accounts. I don't care, but he does have 3 children. He has a prenup in place and, you know, a model girlfriend, they're saying. So he wants to be careful with what's going down on social media during his divorce. And, I think I have audio that I wanted to play. Yes. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis introduced Stoner Cats. It's their new NFT animated series.
Can you name me a cast member from Beverly Hills 90210?
Wait, 90210, is that like some kind of ASIC manufacturing?
Hey, babe, what's a Stoner Cat?
The greatest NFT ever made.
Hey, Vitalik, what's a Stoner Cat?
It's a cat that beats Scissor Cat but loses to Paper Cat.
Meow.
Meow.
Okay, so I think they were stoned when they did that video.
No kidding. That was as dumb as the Pokemon story. All right. So he just texted, by the way. Sydney texted in at KWB1. She says, I don't know what's more ridiculous, Dave talking about Pokemon or Jenny talking about The Bachelorette. I hear you. Happy 12th birthday, Riley, from Mom, Dad, and Mason. And I got a text in about Pokemon cards. It says, Dave, I heard you talk about Pokemon cards. My son is off to college. And I went in his room to see if he still had any of his, and he has a huge pile of them. How best would I store them for him? Put them in a bag or a can? I don't want to ruin them. No, go down to a baseball card or collector's card or get them on Amazon. They go in a notebook, like a 3-ring notebook, and there's little clear protective pockets. There's sheets, and that's how you store them. If you're really serious, go down to a card store, and then there are like hard plastic laminates that are not bendable that you can store them in there.
Okay.
But I don't know. You know, the best thing is take them down to a store or just get them in little sleeves. Anyway, enough on Pokemon. We got to move on.
No, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm distracted because Zach Dillon just texted us breaking news. And I don't know if this is true or not, but he says that Simone Biles has pulled out of the gymnastics team finals.
Oh, wow.
He says women's gymnastics superstar Simone Biles is out of the Olympics finals now underway in Tokyo after suffering an apparent injury. The world's number one women's gymnast struggled in her vault to open the final, had to leave the floor with a trainer, then initially took herself out of the uneven bars event. She pulled out of the entire team finals a short time later. There's no word yet on how this might affect her in the individual events, but she was replaced by reserve Jordan Chile, something like that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know how to say Jordan's last name.
No, it's okay. Wow, that is big news.
Yeah,
I was watching an interview with her last night, and she said she's old. She's 24, and these gymnasts are like 15, 16, 17. She's like, I'm old. She says, I wake up, and I hurt every single day.
Yikes.
So you talk about a young sport. Anyway, we'll have more on that when we get that available. Coming up, a message from Nelly. We've got another $1,000. We got Dave's big bus to Valley Fair. Hang on. Love to get you and your kid or your friend or your partner on the big bus next Thursday to Valley Fair. So Nelly left a voicemail. So check this out. Nelly was on the show yesterday. We had him on Zoom, and Nelly was talking about everything from how his face is on a can of beer to whether he cares about the Olympics very much or what his breakfast order is, which I think was a turkey bacon sandwich.
Okay.
I think so, yeah. And so I said, Nelly, we're running out of time. Why don't you come by the radio station sometime this week and hang out for a while? He's like, I got nothing else to do. And I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I do too.
So he said he'd come by on Thursday. And I'm not making this up, but we got a lot of stuff planned to come by on Thursday.
Yeah, people start going, this better not be like Joe Jonas or Gwen Stefani. It better really be him.
Well, you almost start to wonder, because then he called to, where is his voicemail, Jenny? Because we had a voicemail.
He left you a voicemail?
He did. And
I never leave me a voicemail.
Well, yeah. So here's Nelly's voicemail with a little bit of change of plans.
Hey, what up, champ? It's your man, Nelly. Yo, first off, before you scream on me, I need to let you know I'm still coming to do your show, but it won't be this Thursday.
Okay.
It's a long story, man, but I'll let you know when I get there. We'll go through all the details and all that. But I will be there next Thursday morning, August the 5th. I promise, all right? It's going to be great, Dave. I'm already practicing like my radio voice. Check this shit out. On 101.3 KB. WB.
Oh, it's going to be a long show.
Speed it up. Speed it up a little bit, Nelly.
It's going to be a long show. It's like, Dave, I've always wanted to be a DJ. Play some songs and I'll talk them up. Nelly, no.
No.
All right, but we got some other stuff planned, like including the world's shortest meet and greet. If he's here August 6th or 5th, what it is next Thursday, you ain't going to be here. It's going to be me, Jenny, and Nelly. What if the show is so good that you don't get invited back and we hire Nelly full time?
I honestly, every time I leave for vacation, expect that to happen. So, I mean, this it would be surprising. Though. I would feel like I'd be a little less upset if Nelly replaced me because I understand the star quality factor there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think the problem is Nelly would become the star of the show and then you'd start getting a little salty.
I'd be okay with that.
You wouldn't. No,
time.
No, you'd start doing the thing where you start like throwing him under the bus secretly to our boss until he gets fired. Like, you notice that he never volunteers for charity events?
Yeah, that actually happened with someone who worked
here.
Okay,
stop. I wasn't...
That actually happened with somebody who worked
here. All
right,
Dave, I wasn't going to go that route. It's just supposed to be a joke.
Oh, the evil backstabbers. See, I think, well, anyway, when you're gone, Nelly will be filling in. It'll be a lot of fun. And we're going to do the world's shortest meet and greet. We're going to have Nelly call Nelly fans and try to convince them that it's really Nelly. So, for example, let's say your mom or your sister is a huge Nelly fan. We'll give him your phone number. Give him mom's phone number. He'll call him and try to convince him that it really is Nelly. You know there's no way in hell that mom is going to believe that Nelly's actually calling. Why would Nelly call her?
That's weird. We didn't come up with this one, but you know what? He always on his, he does like the song he does with Kelly Rowland or whatever on stage, and he'll always pull a girl from the audience. You should make him serenade
Nelly,
women.
I miss you. Have him serenade women?
Yeah, wouldn't it be funny?
I mean,
he's so good at it. He's like the kind of guy that can keep direct eye contact, unlike you and I. We're like, no.
Anyway, so Nelly will be here a week from Thursday, and I think that's kind of cool. All right, it's 101.3 KDWB, and here's your keyword. This hour's keyword is cash. 200 is the specific number you got to text that into to get your $1,000. Now, think about what you're going to do with your $1,000 because you got a chance at winning this just like Rob did.
I'm smiling ear to ear. These people in the traffic are probably going, what is that guy's problem?
Yeah, probably. So text that the word in to 200-200. The keyword, once again, is cash. Text that in right now. And now it is time to confess your sins to Father Dave. That's me.
Hi, Dave.
Even Tina is here.
Tina's here?
Good morning. To confess her sins to Father Dave. Now, in the confessional, everything is private. It doesn't leave the confessional. Tina, if you will, step into the confessional.
Okay.
And go ahead.
Here I am.
Tina is doing this privately. That means Fallon and Jenny butt out.
Fine.
Don't be like Steve and keep
butting your head.
Tell us
later. Tell us later. Tell us
what she said later.
Of course I will. Okay, yeah, I'm sure it's something disgusting and embarrassing.
Ooh.
All right, Tina, what is your confession? What do you want to confess?
Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
As you know, we do KDWB's Lake Patrol every summer.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea, by the way.
Thank you.
10 out of 10.
That was my idea.
Yeah, great idea.
My idea, Dave Ryan, KDWB.
So you're saying it's your idea?
My idea.
Hey, Father Dave, if you could pipe it down, let her continue with her confession.
Get out of my booth.
Get out of the booth.
Get out of the booth. So we do Lake Patrol every summer. And this summer, it's kind of split up into two chunks. In the first chunk, we were all doing Lake Patrols with like another person. And in this second chunk now, everybody's doing the Lake Patrols by themselves.
Yes.
And for a really long time, one of the second dates was open. They needed somebody to fill it.
Yes.
And I lied constantly and said I had a family thing one day. But it was because I was too afraid to do it by myself and not with a friend.
Tina, why were you afraid? You didn't want to be a type A extroverted person enough to yell at people on a megaphone and be like the party girl on the lake?
That is definitely 65% of it.
What's the other 45%?
I was afraid they'd 35. Be like, who's Tina? They'd be like, this is Tina from the Dave Ryan Show. And everyone would be like, I don't know.
So you're
who that
saying
is.
That when you came by, people would be disappointed that it's not Fally B or E. White on the mic.
Honestly, everybody just yells, where's Dave Ryan?
It's an honest concern. I am kind of a big deal.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Tina, as an introvert myself, I totally understand. And also everywhere I go, where's Fallon? Where's Fallon? Where's Fallon? Where's Fallon? Shut up. I don't know. I hope she got hit by a steamroller. I don't know.
That's a very ungodly thing to say.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're in the confessional?
Yeah, Fallon.
Always.
Back up. Tina, You're forgiven. There is no penance for this at all. So you are a human girl.
Thank
it is
you.
Okay. Get out, Tina. Okay. You've taken up enough of my time. Okay. Jenny, you're up next. We got to make it kind of quick. Okay? Okay. Jenny, we're all set.
Okay.
Father Dave Confessionals here on KDWB.
Father Dave, I'm confessing this to Dave Ryan himself, actually, because I did something that I don't think he's aware of.
Oh, no.
So you had invited all of us on the morning show to your daughter Allison's wedding.
Yeah.
Right. And so I obviously wasn't in attendance, and it was a great wedding. But what you don't know is that I was running so late because I took forever to get ready because I was waiting on a dress that was arriving in the mail that day that I wanted to wear.
Yeah.
That I missed the entire ceremony, and I got there right as the cocktail hour was starting.
Jenny, I'm in a generous mood today. I'm in a very generous mood. I'm happy that you came to Allison's wedding. I will say that I'm glad you came. Of course, you came in time for the open bar and the food.
Yeah, I didn't plan that, I swear.
Well, I think we had chicken with some sort of like, I don't know.
I think you got to choose your meat.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Jenny, you are forgiven for this.
Thank you.
Your presence was missed, especially by the bartenders who weren't getting a lot of business until Jenny showed up. I'm feeling very generous today. Jenny, get out of the confessional.
Bye.
Thanks for confessing, by the way.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
That. Fallon, I've been easy on the other two.
Yeah, I'm worried.
You should be.
God!
What is your confession, Fallon?
Jake's been on a little bit of a Hello, Father Dave. A little bit of a... He's getting a little loose with the money, okay? He's just feeling like he can go buy a hatchet and fishing string and lures and things when he wants. His recent purchase was a new cologne scent that I did not pre-sniff. And he swears he only adds one spray to his body. If he adds one spray, it's the most potent cologne of all time. I think he's bathing in it to cover up the fact that he's not showering as often as he should.
Oh.
We moved bathrooms recently in our house. We moved stuff around. And some things may or may not have been lost in that move. One of which was a bottle of cologne that I have helped him search for multiple times. But I must confess that the bottle of cologne will never be found as it was thrown into a trash receptacle because I could not take it anymore because it was wreaking havoc on my strills.
Was that the cologne you told me about where the bottle is shaped like a guy riding a camel?
No, different one, Dave.
Different one,
yeah. Okay. This is just a square bottle of Stankonia.
Stankonia?
Yeah.
Fallon, you are in every way a terrible person. This poor guy earns his own money, but you're getting after him. But you must control everything. He can buy a hatchet and fishing lines because he makes his own money.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah. And he did. I didn't throw it away.
Oh, no, but you bring it up every chance you get.
I do.
You're also very jealous because you're worried that he's going to smell good and attract some ladies with two E's.
I should have let him down
at the plant.
I should have let him keep it then because let me tell you right now.
What?
Ain't nobody coming around that with that on his body.
So you're the kind of person who would steal a $20 bill out of my wallet then help me look for it?
Yeah.
You're that kind of person?
Yeah.
Okay, you're disgusting. Get out. Get out. Walk in front of a steamroller. That's your penance.
That's my penance?
That is your penance.
See you in heaven.
This has been Father Dave here on KDWB. I am so annoyed with E. White on the mic right now. Do you know what he did, Jenny? You heard about this, right?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
What happened?
About 3 years ago, I never steal anything. The title of my book is Take a Shower, Show Up on Time, and Don't Steal Anything.
Right.
I just don't steal anything because once you steal something from work, then when anything goes missing, they always go, well, bet it was Dave that did it. Because there was a guy here that used to steal stuff. A couple of guys that stole stuff over the years.
We talked about that guy twice on the radio today.
Yeah, well, this is another one. There was another one who worked here like 20 years ago. And like Lee Volzvik had a guitar that went missing. Somebody else had a leather jacket that went missing.
That guy sounds like they were putting together a really cool package.
Yeah, no kidding. And we knew who it was, but so anytime something went missing, we're like, oh, yeah, well, that's the guy who took it.
Oh, no.
So you don't want to steal anything. But I broke my own rule about 3 years ago. I went to the iHeartRadio Music Festival at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, and they had a bar set up. This very atmospheric and very set up and staged with, like, little lights and little tea lights, and it was really cool. And they had a little tea light, an electric one. And it was in a glass iHeartRadio candle holder. And I thought, I never steal anything. I'm stealing this. I've worked in this company for 25 years. I get to have a freaking tea light that says iHeartRadio. And I put it here in the studio. Mm-hmm. When I cleaned the studio out 2 or 3 weeks ago, it survived.
Yeah.
Last night, freaking E. White on the mic was being reckless and careless like a bull in a china shop, and he knocked it on the floor and it broke.
No.
Look over to your left, and there it is.
I see it? It's shattered.
I see it? There's a little RIP sign above it.
He made a little headstone out of a styrofoam cup. Read the sign. What does the sign say, Tina? What does the sign say, anyway?
It says, RIP Dave's iHeart Radio Music Festival candled, ? to 2021. Yeah. You lit up our world.
Yeah. At least he admitted it. Because
yeah.
The only reason I found out he admitted it is because he put it on his Instagram a minute ago.
All right.
So I'm not speaking to him.
You don't even see him.
I'm still not speaking to him, even I did see him.
What would you do? If he was like, hey,
ignore
Dave.
Him. I just ignore him. So
you couldn't do it.
That's my candle. That is my iHeartRip anyway.
You did. I will
you
say
use that candle.
It doesn't. I will defend this. He cleaned out the studio.
Yeah.
Throughout, 99% of stuff, and that candle did make the cut, which does show its importance to him. Honestly,
even my little tchotchkes, little things that listeners have made for me, that it's like I love them, but I can't. Like somebody made a little poster for me.
Yeah.
And I can't keep everything.
No.
So you guys were like, clean it out, so that survived.
Yeah.
So
sorry.
Anyway.
You okay?
No, I'm
you
all
could,
right.
You could take some bereavement if you need to.
Bereavement time.
From work.
I'm gonna put that in. All right, it's KDWB, the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. Morning Show Olympics, and here we go with round number one. We are on Instagram or Facebook? Facebook Live, the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. Shout out, Facebook. How many people are watching this garbage right now, Tina?
53,
but it's going up a lot. Oh, it's now up to 55.
Yeah. I'd like to
now what? 59.
I want to put in an early complaint that Tina did not line our cups up together when she filled coffee, and
no,
they are look
yours.
At Dave's. No, it's not.
Mine is higher.
Dave's
than yours
is lower. Now. Dave's is
look
lower than both of them.
No, it is exactly the same.
No, it's not. Look at the line here, and you look at Dave's line. You can
just take a little sip out of yours right now. Though?
Fine, I'll take a sip.
No, Jenny, you didn't need to.
Mine was higher than Fallon's,
but I would say Dave's was. Okay.
Can
mine
I get
is still
to
higher.
Yeah,
first,
go ahead.
The first event is drinking cold brew coffee through a straw. The first one to produce the slurp sound at the bottom of their cold brew is the winner of this event
in
the Morning
so
Show Olympics.
Jittery.
I can't wait.
It's a styrofoam cup. It's honestly, it's about 6 or 8 ounces in there. You're going to be fine.
Oh, I don't know. You think I'm annoying already? Get ready.
Tina, start us off. With the starting gun or 3-2-1 or
what do we go on? If she does 3-2-1, what do we go on? Go. We go.
So not 3-2-go. It's 3-2-1. Go.
Go.
3-2-1. Go. Go on 3-2-1. Not go. Okay. Ready? Yeah.
3-2-1. Drink. Sucking. They're sucking.
Everybody's doing great. Chuck. 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 Oh.
Wow. Fallon. Oh my god.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna have a heart attack.
Oh, Fallon. Wow. That was impressive.
I'm gonna have a heart attack.
I really thought I was doing good. Jenny, what happened to you?
I got a brain freeze, honestly. That is really cold. Was it in the freezer?
It was in the... Yeah.
Oh, my...
It was in the refrigerator, yeah. You okay, Fallon? You got a brain freeze?
It's not a brain freeze. My chest feels like theirs, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Fallon got the gold. Dave got silver. I got bronze.
Okay, there is the next round.
I hate my decision.
Morning Show Olympics. Now we have another round. This round is the listener complaint... and we respond to a listener complaint. Okay. Now, I will pull the first random listener complaint out of the complaint generator, and here we go. I'm going to read it right now, and here it is. My concert tickets that I have won from KDWB, the seats suck.
Is this timed, I believe?
What's the time on this, Tina?
Was it 15 seconds?
15 seconds?
Well, I think one of them was supposed to be 20. I do have a timer. I just got to grab it. I got to pull it. Hold on.
Okay,
hold on.
All right. So there'll
I
be
can
a timer
you, if
on
not.
This one. Okay. And so we'll have to respond to this listener complaint.
All right. 20 seconds. You hit. Okay, there you go.
Can
you
I hit it from
yep.
here?
Go ahead and hit it. Yep. I think so.
No, you got to hit it.
Maybe not.
Dave.
Where is
it's
it?
It's on Today Show 2.
Okay.
Second column. Yeah, second row. Second column.
Okay, there. Got it. And here we go. My concert ticket seats suck. I'm really sorry about that. You know, we were so lucky to get concert tickets for this amazing show. I'm sorry that you're obstructed view. We should have told you that. I hope you had a good time because we're just happy that you were able to go to this amazing show because I couldn't even get tickets myself for my own kid. So there's my excuse, okay? All right.
It was pretty good. The
it
only problem
decent.
Is you promised them like things
yeah.
that we can't, promise. We can't promise things.
Also, you did kind of make it about you, and they don't care what your kids got. Your kids already spoiled, you know?
He tried to play the sympathy card.
Hey, Fallon. Here
yes,
we go.
Sir.
Dave Ryan, keep saying Colin Kaepernick's rotten egg line. I keep saying Dave Ryan keeps saying Colin Kaepernick's name wrong.
Colin
again.
Kaepernick.
Okay, 20 seconds, Fallon. appease this listener.
Okay, trust me when I say I apologize. I've gone through this with him so many times. I know the vast majority know Colin Kaepernick. The only thing I'll say is Dave is live and he doesn't watch sport ball, so he does get confused. I hope you can forgive us. He gets a lot of stuff right, but we all get a lot of stuff wrong. Am I right? Ha ha.
That was pretty good.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank
you. What do I got?
Jenny, your listener complaint is Dave said the word bitch on the radio.
Too many times.
Okay.
You ready? Go.
Listen, I'm so sorry. I know you probably have children in the car with you, but unfortunately, I can't control what Dave says live on the radio most of the time. But I personally disagree with him saying cuss words because it's so inappropriate. So I'm completely on your side, and I will tell him he needs to stop immediately. I will go in the studio right now. What's your name? I'll pass this along.
Okay.
Oh,
that is exactly what Jenny would say, too, because she does have to appease a lot of listeners.
Tina has to choose, I guess.
Gold, silver, bronze, Tina. Who gets the bronze?
Okay, so as someone who sits in Jenny's studio every day, that is very accurate to what she would say. But she is a liar because she swears more than anyone.
Lies!
But I'm appeasing to the listener.
The best excuse was Fallon. The second best was Dave, and the third best was Jenny. I'm so sorry.
So Fallon gets gold, Dave silver.
So you're telling me that's exactly how I would respond to a listener, but that's not how I should be doing it, and that doesn't deserve gold.
Jenny, you cannot argue with the judges in the Olympics. I'm sorry.
I feel like this is an unfair judge right now. I feel like Tina's sick of hearing me having to deal with all these listener complaints, so now she's like, I don't want to hear it again.
All right, let me tell you
something. Who gets the most complaints, me or Dave?
Dave.
Yes!
Let me tell you, third place, freaking Michaela Maroney over here. She's all pissed off. Why don't you make her smirky face? Why don't you make her smirky face and then go home, okay?
Okay.
Listen, I don't care, okay? I have to deal with listener complaints all the time, and neither of yours would have worked. That would not have pleased the customer.
We have one final round, if we have time.
We don't have time.
We don't have time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe tomorrow.
Well, unfortunately, do you want me? My podium is here. Just stepping up on it. Oh, bow my head for my goal. Yes, thank you.
We'll be back with Dave's Dirt. Then we got a group therapy coming up. And then right after we do group therapy, hang on. We're going to play a carnival game to get you on Dave's big bus to Valley Fair. I'd love to get you on the bus. Take along a friend, your kid, your partner next Friday? August 6th. What day is that?
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Yes. We're going to go all spend the day at Valley Fair. Simone Biles just dropped out of the Olympics. I mean, this word came in a little while ago. I'd watched a little bit of her last night. They were talking to her, and she said, I'm 24. I'm the old lady on the team, because in gymnastics, I mean, I don't know how old the average is, but like 15, 14, 16, whatever. And she's 24. She's like, I wake up every day and I hurt every day. And I guess she had fumbled the landings of a couple of different events, probably because of injuries. And so she's just like, I'm out.
Okay.
In more good news, though, the swimmer from Lakeville medaled last night. And I thought that was really cool.
That's so awesome.
Megan Smith. Let me look her up.
I'm not sure the name. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's her. Megan Smith from Lakeville. Medaled, and she got silver last night in the 100-meter backstroke.
I think you got bronze.
That's what I meant. It's bronze. And then, so last night, the 17-year-old from Alaska is the one who got the gold, and her name is Lydia Jacoby. I've got a little clip of the finish, and here it is.
King is behind. Schumacher is above her in lane four with a slight lead, and then you've got Jacoby up there in lane three. Challenging Schumacher. We've got 10 meters left. Lydia Jacoby, the 17-year-old from Alaska, is putting on the surge of her.
From Alaska, the funny thing is about that one, I guess there's only one Olympic-sized pool in the entire state of Alaska, so, I mean, at least they had one.
Yeah, no kidding.
But, hey, did you hear about this one? Pink was offering to pay, like, I'm going to get something screwed up, but there was a beach handball team, a women's beach handball team, that didn't want to wear bikinis in their event.
Mm-hmm.
So they got fined for wearing, like, you know, shorts. And Pink's like, I'll pay your fine. This is ridiculous.
Yes.
My big question is, what the hell is beach handball? Didn't they mean beach volleyball?
Handball is a thing, though.
Well, I know handball's a thing, but I'd never heard. It does say it. I'm like, Norwegian beach, women's beach handball team fined for refusing to wear bikinis. I've never in my life. What is beach handball? I'm asking the wrong person, I know.
Yeah, I mean, I know what beach volleyball is, unless that's what the technical name for it is.
Maybe that's what they call it in the Olympics.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. What do you got in the dirt, Fallon?
Britney Spears formally petitioned the court to oust her father. Her new lawyer filed Friday a 127-page document detailing why Jamie Spears is the wrong person to oversee her finances and showbiz contracts. According to the filing, Britney's estate is worth $69 million. However, the lawyer suggests that her dad has siphoned much of her fortune into his bank account.
Oh, boy.
He also identified the accountant they do wish to replace her father. So they still want an accountant over her finances. So it's not like they're just saying, just give it all to Britney and she's so fine to spend her own money. No, because celebrities still need help. That's a lot of money. The court's going to consider that accountant during a hearing in December, which is after Britney's 40th birthday. She plans to attend. Just if you're like, okay, well, when is the earliest she could possibly get out of her conservatorship? The earliest it may happen is early 2022 at this point.
Okay.
The first step is to get her dad out, and then they can work on getting her out completely of the conservatorship. So that's kind of how the process would go. Jennifer Lopez almost had an interesting run-in with her ex, A-Rod, because her and Ben are celebrating her birthday in Saint-Tropez on a $140 million yacht they rented. And then A-Rod's $32 million yacht pulled up in the same area. And then he was having lunch in a place she was planning to have dinner. So they had to cancel that. But he did wish her a happy birthday, they say. So, I mean, you know, it's exes. I did not realize, I forgot that Lisa Rinna, because now I know her as a Real Housewives star. I forgot she started out in soap operas. But if you are a fan of those, she is returning to Days of Our Lives. She'll reprise her role as Billy Reed on Days of Our Lives, which is fun. She's been part of that show on and off since 1992, and she last appeared in 2018. So that's exciting. No one cares about that one. Have you ever wondered what Mariah Carey's thoughts are on Nick Cannon having so many children?
Not even once, but Now you've got me curious.
Well, they're saying she's not sending her congratulations to him. Yeah,
I would imagine.
Because they said she's beyond concerned that Nick's little baby boom will affect his family time with her kids. She thinks Nick is being irresponsible and reckless. He swears he has enough love and enough time to be a great parent to all his children, but his attention is going to be divided every which way. Nick has a total of 7 kids, including the twins he and Mariah share.
It is Reagan Smith, by the way. And boy, did people let me know that it's not Megan Smith. Oh. It's Reagan Smith. And you know what? That was me fumbling around trying to find her name really quick. And I knew it was Reagan Smith, but it is not Megan.
I forgive you.
What?
But again, it wasn't my kid.
Yeah. Okay. In other things here, I got to give you this hour's keyword. It is cash. Text that keyword cash in to 200-200. We do this every hour. You know the drill. Play it if you want to win $1,000. If you don't need $1,000, then don't play it. But if you found a $1,000 bill laying on the sidewalk, you'd probably pick it up. And the first thing you would say is, I didn't even know there was such a thing as a $1,000 bill.
That's what my concern is.
Okay, but let's say you found a stack.
Is that what we're giving people?
Well, yeah, maybe. It could be Monopoly money. Anyway, text that keyword in because it's free to, but you got your standard data, messaging rates, whatever. But other than that, it's free to play the game and you get a chance to win $1,000 cash is this hour's keyword. And the number is 200-200. Coming up, we got a group therapy about somebody who's got a problem with their mother-in-law. And this is probably a more common problem than you think. And I want to see what you think. It's on group therapy. It's coming up next, right after group therapy. We're boarding Dave's big bus to Valley Fair. We're all going to Valley Fair next Friday. I think it's August 6th. And you get to bring along a friend or your partner, your kid, or whoever you want to Valley Fair next week. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. It is now time for group therapy, brought to you by Menards on KDWB.
Group therapy.
By the way, Dave's Big Bus, we'll get you on get you boarding passes for Dave's Big Bus to Valley Fair coming up in a couple of minutes on KDWB. Group therapy is basically when somebody has a problem, they will write to us and see if anybody who's listening can help them out. And this one, they want to stay anonymous. They did not want to be on the radio, and you're going to see why. Big fan of the show, listened since I was a kid, and now my kids listen with me every morning. I want to get your thoughts and opinion on my upcoming getaway to our family cabin. Every year for a week during the summer, my husband's family takes a trip to the cabin. We try to go each year, but to be honest, I'm not the biggest fan of my mother-in-law, who is there every time we go. My kids don't care for her. We don't see eye to eye, and I was raised to show respect even when it isn't earned, so I feel like I can't tell her she's irritating me or when she needs to back off. Have you ever experienced anything like this? Personally, no.
No, luckily.
I have not. But I know so many people. It's surprising how many people don't like either their mother, their father, the mother-in-law, the father-in-law. She goes on to say, I don't want to go into too many details in case any of my husband's family listens, but this woman makes me crazy. She called my husband the morning we were getting married and asked if he was sure that this is what he wanted to do.
Gosh. Yep, I understand why you don't, like, care for her.
This is the kind of thing that regularly happens when she's around. She just doesn't hold back. And I'm a very blunt person, but I can't figure out how to tell her to back off. Anyway, any thoughts on how to get through this week would be great. Thanks, guys. The first thing that comes to mind is just be the bigger person. You know what? Turn the other cheek. Be the bigger person. Just smirk at her. Just smile at her. You don't have to engage her.
That just sucks, though. I mean, I get it's one out of the year, but it's like, I wouldn't want to spend my time with someone like that either, because you just know that it's going to be a crappy weekend no matter how hard you try or ignore it. You're just going to be boiling and waiting for the next moment she does something like that. And I know a lot of people are going to say, it's on the husband. He's got to say something. Obviously, well,
what do you think? Should the husband be the one that says something about it?
Well, yeah. I mean, he should. If I would hope that if Jake's mom did that, which, by the way, she never would, he would be like, hey, you don't get to talk to her like that, or you don't get to act like that. And he doesn't have to be disrespectful and do it in front of everyone. He could do it in private. But I know a lot of guys, because I hear about this frequently, are clearly afraid to do that to their mother. And, but I don't know. I wouldn't want to be around it either. But also, yeah, it's like she has to a degree. That's, I mean, he's not going to remove his mother from his life, I don't think.
And it does suck for her, because you got to figure this is her vacation. She probably gets 2-3 weeks a year, and she's got to spend it around the mother-in-law. What would you do? Maybe you're in a similar situation and you figured out how to deal with that person in your life. If you're, and it's especially hard if your own mother is great and she's wonderful and supportive and loves you, and now you got to deal with somebody who's, that's your partner's mother.
Yep.
And if she is that way with him, you got to figure that she's always been there, always been interfering with his life.
Very, it's so interesting how different parents can be. And how some can be so, like, okay, obviously they have their own kids and you're still acting. I don't know. It's very interesting how different people can be.
So that's group therapy. So she wants to know. She wants to go to the cabin. And it's a week. And it's your Minnesota vacation, your Wisconsin summer tradition. You go to the cabin. This time's for a week. Mother-in-law will be there. She doesn't like her mother-in-law. Her kids don't like her. Any suggestions on how to get through this week?
I wonder how old the kids are, because a lot of the time, if the kids don't like someone, it's usually because they can feel or have heard you not like them, you know? But also, maybe she's, I don't know. Someone said, is this my sister-in-law? This is what is happening to me this weekend.
Oh, my God. You know what? It might be. Because she did say that she wanted to be anonymous because she's worried that this family might be listening. So this could be that mom's daughter, the sister-in-law.
This text says, this is 100% my life. My mom didn't like my dad's mom. And now my stepmom doesn't like her either. The cabin makes it worse because you can't get away from her.
Maybe go only for like a few days, or maybe make plans to be out of the cabin every day. Like you're out on the lake, you're out on a hike, you're doing something somewhere else.
It's kind of what this one says. I literally was at the cabin last week with my mother-in-law and we left not speaking to each other. My suggestion is bring lots of alcohol and try to find activities that are out and about that don't include her. A kayak can't hold you both, ?
Boy, are you sure out on the kayak a whole lot? They've been in the kayak all day, every day they've been up here. I think that's a really great idea. Just try to, but there's going to be certain times.
Yeah.
When it's the family dinner and mom has made her whatever specialty it is, or there's the bonfire or the cookout and game night, and you are going to have to put up with mom and her petty BS. But I think a lot of the time, if you just be the bigger person, you'll never regret being the bigger person.
But it sounds like she's been the bigger person.
I know.
I'm not saying she needs to do something shiesty, but who would want... Okay, because that means she's going to have to continue being the bigger person for the next however many years, 20, 30 years. God.
Then the other solution is to have the husband say, Mom, you need to back off.
That's what,
But that kind of relationship is not going to change. If the guy is 25, 35 years old, he is not, after all that time, going to tell mom, hey, Maggie really hates when you interfere. You got to back off. He's never going
to
do
that. Well, that's what someone said. Her husband needs to pull her aside and tell her he doesn't appreciate the way his wife and family are treated. And if they're going to continue spending time together, something needs to change. Someone else said, this sounds exactly like my mother-in-law. Very bold comments, doesn't hold back, inserts herself in everything. I dread every vacation, too. And here's what I do. Focus on the other people of the cabin and enjoy the rest of the family. Or address it. I've tried both. I've been more successful in just ignoring her and enjoying everyone else.
I like this one. Send the mother-in-law on a scavenger hunt. Now, it probably wouldn't work.
Probably not.
But it is a funny idea. Especially if she's got to go to International Falls to look for one of the scavenger hunt items, that kind of work. Hey, I love when you text in, for sure, but we love to hear your voice, too, because we miss you. And you have kind of a magical-sounding voice. It's very musical. Call us at 651-989-KDWB. So it's not just me and Fallon talking all the way through group therapy.
Oh,
we'd love to hear from you, too.
We would.
I hear enough of your voice.
Who?
Yep.
Who, me?
Cookie texted in and she said, I would lose respect for the guy if he doesn't speak up. I don't know a lot, but I do know enough guys that are in such a relationship with their mother. There's no way they could ever speak up because mother would not have it. My mom was just the kind. All my girlfriends and Susan loved my mom. My mom was a character. My mom loved everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that there are a lot of moms who were like, and I know some that are like, are you sure you want to marry that girl? Do you know you want to marry that girl? I don't like that girl very much. Fortunately, they got married and everything turned out fine.
Yeah.
But mom was not my mom, but some of the moms in my family have not always been big fans. Couple of more text messages. Just say something. People's crappy personalities will never change if people don't speak up. I think the only caveat to that is people don't really change.
Yeah.
So in other words, you might say something, mom will, this is what would happen if you were to say something to mom. Oh, fine. Okay. Then mom would pout the rest of the week and she would be like, well, I guess I'll just stay out of everybody's business because nobody wants to talk to me. Yeah. That's what she would do the rest of the week.
Yeah, probably.
Then the very next time they got together, she would do the same thing all over again.
Ew.
All right. It is group therapy on KDWB, the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. If you got a group therapy anytime, then send it to us to ryanshow@kdwb.com. And now, it is time for Dave's Big Bust of Valley Fair. Do we have any carnival music, Jenny? We're not getting any phone calls, so it's okay. We're not going to beat a dead horse. Do we have any carnival music? Because I'm going to play the Ducks game for you to win.
Ooh, here we go. I love the Ducks game.
Here's the way the Ducks game works. You call us. Now you'll call at 651-989-KDWB to get on Dave's Big Bust of Valley Fair. Now, on Friday, August 6th, we're going to board a bus from Jefferson Lines. We're going to go down to Valley Fair, and we're going to spend the day down there.
That's awesome.
You bring along your friend, your kid, send along your kids, get them out of the house, whatever. They do have to be at least 18.
Well, certain age. Yeah, we're not going to. Dave's not babysitting.
No. Because if I did, I'd sell them cigarettes, and you don't want me selling.
You're doing that again?
Yeah, I'm selling kids cigarettes.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought you stopped.
This is what I noticed. They don't want to smoke cigarettes anymore, so I'm bringing along vape pens.
Okay, I love that you are changing with the time. What's wrong with you?
And by the way, Carnival Days running August till August 8th at Valley Fair, which is like Epcot Center inside Valley Fair, with food, crafts, games, live music, and astounding entertainment from countries around the world like Italy, China, Spain, Germany, and India, and Dave's Big Bust of Valley Fair. So here's the way the duck game works, okay? Remember the game of the carnival, or at Valley Fair, they probably have it too, where there's a duck floating by in a little stream, and you pick up the duck, and whatever number is on the bottom, that corresponds to your prize.
Yeah.
So you might get like a little stuffed animal or something.
Yes.
So, Jenny, were you able to find a stream sound effect?
Yeah, I got some.
Okay, here we go. Here's your stream sound effect, which we'll need.
Okay.
All right, hold
Jenny.
Up. Jenny! Hold up 1 second. That doesn't sound like a stream. It sounds like a bad waterfall or somebody peeing into a toilet.
You asked for a stream.
Okay.
Stream.
Is that you peeing into the toilet?
Maybe it is. Maybe it's from
God, you're so gross.
A lady never tells.
Hold on.
What?
What kind of stream were you looking for?
Are you kidding me? One of the ducks would float down, you nast.
Good
You're telling
Lord,
me that
horse
bladder.
Down.
Yeah, no kidding.
Lord.
At least she's hydrated,
this
I guess.
This is the kind of stream that I meant. Listen to this stream. That's...
Oh, there's a difference.
Oh, I didn't know that you wanted a specific kind.
Get out of here.
You are disgusting.
Are you in a metal toilet?
It's a porta potty, actually.
Okay, let's get back to it. So now you're going to pick a duck. The duck is either the winning duck or it holds an insult. So you either win the trip to Valley Fair or you win an insult.
So you're delivering the insult then?
That is correct.
Did you write these insults?
I know I got them off of the interweb.
Oh, good for you. Okay.
Yeah. So I think we're ready with our first contestant. And our first,
the first person could win.
Well, they could. Let's go to Larissa in Fridley. Hi, Larissa.
Hi.
Oh, my God. Would it be cool to go to Valley Fair on Dave's big bus?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got 8 ducks out there. They're floating around on this stream. 8 ducks. Pick a number duck.
So 1 through 8.
1 through 8. Yeah, go ahead and pick any duck number 1 through 8.
Okay, let's do 4.
Number 4.
Ooh.
So you're either going to get a ticket to the bus or an insult. It looks like you got an insult. And here it is. I couldn't help but notice, Larissa, that awesome ends with me, but ugly begins with you. Sorry, Larissa, you didn't quite make it this time. Try again tomorrow, okay?
She hates you.
No, I don't blame her. Well, I just insulted her and she didn't win.
It was rude.
Hey, Tammy, up in Maple Grove, you ready to play the game?
Yep, I am.
Okay, get a chance to either win the trip to Valley Fair or to get insulted. Now, which duck did she choose a minute ago? She chose number 4. 4 is gone. Which duck are you choosing, Tammy?
I'm going to choose number 8.
Number 8. Okay. When's the last time you've been to Valley Fair?
I don't know. Like maybe 4 years ago.
Time to go back. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You got an insult.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry I hurt your feelings when I called you stupid, but I thought you already knew.
Sounds like something my 11-year-old would tell me.
Jeez!
Oh, Tammy, thanks for playing. Okay, so all of them are left but number 4 and number 8. We're playing the duck game for Dave's Big Bust of Valley Fair, and it looks like Jenna from Minneapolis, you're up next. Hi, Jenna.
Hi.
Oh, my God, do you have a favorite ride at Valley Fair?
All of them.
I'm a Power Tower guy.
Mm-hmm.
Steel Venom I like, but it terrifies me.
It's so scary.
The red or the blue one?
That's the corkscrew, isn't it?
No, the red or the blue side of the Power Tower.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I do the drop down. Always the drop down. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, way better.
Pick a duck.
Let's go number 5.
Number 5 is still available. It's an insult. I'm sorry. It says mirrors can't talk, and lucky for you, they can't laugh either.
Jesus!
So, sorry. Yeah.
She goes, ha.
Let's try Whitney in Minneapolis. Hi, Whitney.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Whitney, are you ready to play?
I sure am.
Get a chance to be on Dave's Big Bust at Valley Fair. Pick a duck. We have 4, 5, and 8 are gone. Which duck do you want to pick?
Lucky number 7.
Lucky number 7. Let's pull it out here. It is a duck. And it's a ticket. And it's not a duck. I got excited. And you're a winner. And oh my God, you're a winner. You're going to Valley Fair.
Awesome.
Yay. What ride do you love at Valley Fair?
I'm going to say the old wooden one. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is either. What is the old wooden roller coaster called at Valley Fair?
That's what it's called, the old wooden roller coaster at Valley Fair.
I don't think that's what it's called. No, I know.
Old Shaky?
No, Old Shaky.
Hell no.
Here's a little Valley Fair fun fact. You ever go on the Excalibur in about 1994 or 5? I rode the Excalibur with Pat Eberts on the show 101 times.
No, that could mess you up for a few days.
It messed us up by about ride number 25. We were so sick.
Then why did you keep going?
Because we had to. We said we're going to ride 101 times. It took us all day.
You can quit, you know.
No, we couldn't quit. We were miserable. I never want to ride on the Excalibur again.
I'm just imagining you by ride 50. You look like a mannequin they place in the seat. Your body's just like loose and jello-y.
You are a winner, and we will see you on Dave's Big Bust at Valley Fair. Whitney, and hold on for all the details, okay?
Thank you.
You are welcome. We'll have another pair coming up in a few minutes on KDWB, the Twin Cities' #1 hit music station. You're supposed to be working right now, but what are you really doing right now? So maybe you're supposed to be working on something, planning some meeting, put together a PowerPoint, working on some marketing program, but you're not. You're on Facebook Marketplace looking for a wheelbarrow.
Jake caught someone getting yelled at the other day. They were supposed to be working. I don't want to give too many details, but the kid was outside on his phone, and Jake walked by and heard a boss go, "Are you seriously out here on your blanking phone? Do you know how far behind we are inside? Get off your phone and get inside." And Jake was like, doodly-doo, kept walking.
Oh, wow. So so this was at your house? He was supposed to be inside, like, you know, putting up tile or
just,
something like that?
No, it was just, he saw him out and about at a business.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to be doing right now, but instead you're doing something else altogether? Once in a while during the show, I'm supposed to be working on the radio show.
Yeah, but you're ordering magic tricks.
Once in a while, I find myself opening an email.
Oh.
That'll be like, oh, they're having a sale on this magic trick.
Mm-hmm.
So Jenny actually took a stealthy picture of me a couple of months ago ordering magic tricks during the show. I'm only human. I'm not perfect.
How unprofessional.
Shut it. I don't know what you're doing over there. Your computer screen faces the other way. I can't see what it's on.
Thank God.
I don't know what you're doing.
Hardcore all day.
Hardcore
all PR morning.
All day. Yeah. Jenny, do you ever, be honest with me, do you ever during the show do something besides what you're supposed to be doing?
I think the only thing I'm guilty of is when I'm trying to plan a trip, I'm constantly looking at flight deals. But
during
outside
the show,
of that. Outside of that, I don't have a second to breathe usually.
What about Tina? She's over there.
Yeah, Tina's watching the Olympics.
Tina, you watching the Olympics right now?
Well, you know, Tokyo time. I got to watch them in the morning.
She is like going wild in here over the Olympics. She's getting really excited because the Russian girl just like failed.
Well, jeez, Tina.
They were falling off the beam, but it's over now. So yeah,
she's just all Team USA.
I can focus on work.
I respect that.
Yeah.
Tina, you know what? That's annoying because there's so many things. There's always something that needs to be done.
Yeah, Tina.
It's 2 weeks every 4 years.
Update the website, okay? Update the website.
The website still says KDWB.com coming Christmas 2003. I stole that from The Office, by the way. That is not my original joke. What are you supposed to be doing right now, but what are you really doing? So in other words, maybe you're supposed to be working on some sort of a PowerPoint or speech or presentation or doing budgets or something like that. But right now, you're online looking at what you might have for lunch with DoorDash.
Every time we do this, side note, the top one we get is someone planning their wedding every single time. Because that is like such a popular thing. It's very time consuming. You're always on Pinterest finding new things. I get it.
Call us at 651-989-KDWB. We'll take text, too, but like I said, I want to hear your voice. It's more fun to talk to you. 651-989-KDWB. What are you doing at work, and what are you supposed to be doing at work? You're at work, or you're supposed to be working from home. What are you doing instead? This happens all the time, and I support it fully because you all need a mental break. Rachel is in Burnsville. And you're supposed to be doing what, Rachel? What is your task that you have today? What do you got?
Well, I'm supposed to be working right now. I start work at 8, but instead I'm sitting at the Starbucks drive-thru because nobody wants to be around me if I don't have my coffee, and can they really afford to fire me during a labor shortage?
Hell no. No.
My God.
They're gonna fire you. Your job's never been safer. What are they going to do? Replace you with what? Nobody wants your job.
Nobody.
Exactly.
Take all the time you want, Rachel. Thanks for calling in. Jocelyn in Plymouth, what are you supposed to be doing? What's your job, Joss?
Well, my job is a social worker.
Okay.
So essentially kind of looking over families and making sure they're safe.
Yeah, sure. But you're not doing that right now. You got something better you got to do right now in the meantime.
Oh, absolutely. Far more important than the safety of others. I'm on Tinder.
You're on Tinder.
Tinder!
How's it going?
Yeah.
It's slim pickings out there.
I'll put my profile up again so you can go find it. Thank you, Jocelyn.
That's what she meant by slim pickings.
Whatever. John is in Howard Lake. John, you're supposed to be working right now, but you're not. What are you supposed to be doing, John?
Supposed to be driving to get materials for our job, but I'm finishing watching a YouTube video I fell asleep on last night.
Wait, what's the YouTube video?
It's a Cletus McFarlane channel.
Yeah, don't worry.
I don't know what that means.
Don't worry about that. I heard your turn signal on. John.
It's your hazards.
Where are you? Are you like on the side of the road watching this video?
Well, it's like a park. I mean, it's like I'm off the side of the road. I
got my God.
I got my little strobe light on, looking official, you know? So
right now, your employer, she thinks that you're going to pick up some drywall or some concrete, and you're watching a YouTube video.
Yeah. And I'll just say I got lost in traffic.
My man. Okay. I support it.
Unbelievable.
At least he pulled over.
This is why the home renovation projects are so backed up.
John, you got to make these deliveries.
Utility road construction. That's so.
Oh, that makes more sense. That's why 35W has been being worked on for 18 years.
Text messages. There's a bunch of these. I'm supposed to be diagnosing the issue with this car, but instead, planning my anniversary weekend couples massage.
Yep, I'm supposed to be working, but I'm making my maid of honor a musicalist for my bachelorette party this weekend.
Spending my morning prepping for an interview with a new company rather than drafting social media posts. Oh, so not only they're not doing their job, they're working on their job interview for their next job.
Oh, yikes.
Instead of working, I'm convincing my friend to get a divorce. Let us know how that goes. Supposed to be working right now, but I'm playing Call of Duty. I'm putting on makeup and listening to you guys.
I'm supposed to be looking for life insurance policies before I donate my kidney in three weeks, but I'm shopping online. Hey, that's nice of you to do that. That's very kind.
What are you doing right now instead of working? And we'll do more of these coming up in a couple of seconds. Call me if you can. 651-989-KDWB. You're supposed to be working on something, but you're not quite getting to it yet. You got something else going on. Oh, I get it. There's always Bradley and Jessica, who are always working, and they, like, go down to the kitchen in the break room and fill their little Yeti with water because they never drink soda. Then they rush back to their desk. They're on their computer, and then they go into the boss, and they tell her, oh, I got my reports done. And then the boss says, well, did Fallon get her reports done? And they go, no, because Fallon's at the snack machine trying to decide between potato skins and Sun Chips.
It is a hard decision.
So there are the people who work all the time. Then there are people like the rest of us who are kind of like, you know, any excuse.
We get it.
To take some time to ourselves. Peter is one of those people who is not rushing down to the break room with his Yeti to fill it up with water and get his stuff done. Peter, you're screwing around at work. What are you supposed to be doing right now, Peter?
Bro, actually, I'm just at Dunkin' Donuts. Because I woke up real late, and I just said, you know what? I guess I got to attend a funeral, got to tell work that. So that's what I'm doing now.
Okay, so you told work that you're at a funeral, but you're actually at Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
My man.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, remember, don't report this same great aunt dying twice.
No kidding,
twice,
yeah. Jeez.
Peter, okay.
Well, obviously not. I got so many family members.
Good for you. Yeah. That's great that you can go through all of them so you can get your Dunkin'. Yep.
Thank you, Peter.
Can you guys give a shout out to my girl, please?
What's her name?
Her name is Allie Ouellette.
Allie Ouellette, like the bakery Ouellette?
Yeah.
Any relation?
I don't believe it. Can I get a shout out to them, too? Because that's her family, actually.
Are you serious?
All right.
Yeah. I'm dead serious, like a heart attack.
Shout out Allie Ouellette and Ouellette's Bakery. We're hoping for some sort of pastries delivered to the Space Needle studio.
I have a new list of issues now that I know this information. Number one, why are you not at Ouellette Bakery getting your breakfast? Why are you supporting a competitor?
I got to be out of work, but I'm getting... Hey, it's a long... It's me and my girl.
Also, number two, you've now revealed your girlfriend's full name and where she works, which means your place of business can easily identify you. You're not thinking this through.
Nah, it's okay.
It's okay. All right.
Okay. It won't do it that hard.
Peter, it was fun talking to you. Don't forget our address is 1600 Utica Avenue South, 6th floor. And we love anything from cream horns to long johns to glazes.
To sheet cakes.
Hey, that's deeply noted. I got you guys.
Thank you, Peter. Right. Have a good one. Let's talk to Amy over in St. Paul. You're supposed to be working from home. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
What are you supposed to be doing right now?
Working.
What kind of work are you supposed to be doing?
I can't tell you who I work for.
Okay, I understand.
I'm supposed to be.
But you ain't doing it. What are you doing instead, Amy?
I was in the tub with my bath bomb.
You're in the tub with a bath bomb at 8:23 in the morning.
Good for you. It's a you day. You deserve this, girl.
Indeed.
Oh, my God. So work thinks you're busy on the computer filing some sort of thing or doing, uploading, whatever.
Yeah, and the calls come in and I just take them and I just put myself on.
I was gonna
Don't be splashing like, around in the tub.
Yeah, are you in a bathtub? It's very echoey. No. Is that a drain I hear? Water?
Amy, thanks for calling. And we got a bunch of text messages, too. What are you're supposed to be at work. You're supposed to be working. Yeah. What are you doing instead?
This is a text. I'm 100% walking in late, but when I do get to my desk, I'll be planning my wedding and my trip to Colorado that I leave for this week and every other ADHD thought that I write down. When someone walks by, I switch my computer to look at stock market news so it looks like I'm learning something.
There used to be a program we had and it had a Bosky on it. And I forget if you hit Alt Tab or something like that and it would switch it over to like something if your boss saw you working on it. What are you supposed to be doing? I like this one. I'm supposed to be doing my trash route. Instead, I pulled into another trash company's parking lot for my interview at 8:30. Yep, I drove my trash truck to the interview for another company.
Oh my gosh. I'm supposed to be working on my development goals for this fiscal year, but my friend/former employer is having a big Pure Romance sale, and I'm checking out her videos and product discounts.
You know, I can't blame it. It's Pure Romance. It's pretty exciting stuff. Thanks for all those text messages at KWB 153921.
It's brought to you by Arthur's Jewelers.
I found this on Reddit, and it's basically what is a sign that somebody is not raised right. And I think it's really interesting because there are a lot of signs that somebody might not be raised right.
Oh, great.
Constantly interrupting during a conversation.
Oops.
Nothing is ever their fault. Mm. I think we all know somebody who nothing is ever their fault. Like somebody who loses their job every 6 months. It's like, the boss had it out for me. It's like, well, it's because you came in late and stole out of the petty cash drawer. No, that's not it. They treat service staff poorly.
Oh, yeah.
They leave trash on the table at fast food restaurants. Oh, my God. This is so true. I'll give you an example. Not just fast food, but down at like Highland Ski Area.
Okay.
There will be kids that come in on a field trip. And because I'm a dad and I'm super judgy, they'll like, you know, scatter their Capri Suns and their orange peels and their burger wrappers and whatever. And their empty cups all over the table. And it's like, walk them over to the trash can.
Yeah.
Why can't you do that? When you go to a movie theater, do you take all your trash out and
Absolutely.
Dump it? Yeah, I do too, yeah.
But I know lots of people that don't do that. And I'll be surprised. I'm like, what is happening? Why would you leave your bag here?
I knew somebody who didn't take their trash out of the movie theater. Like, they have kids come in to clean this up. I'm like, yeah, but they wouldn't have to if you're lazy. A, would go take it out of the trash can. Other signs that somebody was poorly raised. They work as a disc jockey. Wait, who wrote this article? Bad table manners. Never saying please or thank you. Oh, that is a true one. How they leave a toilet. Now, this is true. There are so many things that we can get into that we're not going to get into. At the very least, if you are a male and you have the male genitalia, then you're going to probably pee standing up. Here's a little secret for you. Probably splattered it on the seat a little bit. I can't believe in the men's room here at KWB, staffed by mostly adults, men that use that bathroom, there's pee on the toilet seat almost every day.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
Yep. They throw trash out the car window. Who does that?
People do all the time.
Oh, I know. I see like Gatorade bottles and Burger King bags all along Highway 41.
Well, I mean, we do highway cleanup. We see all the stuff people throw out of their windows.
Mm-hmm. Another way you can tell somebody was poorly raised, they don't return their shopping cart. I know you do, right? When you're down at the Target and you're done shopping, you take it over to the little corral.
Yes.
Little cart corral and put it back in, or do you?
Yeah, I do.
Or you just give it a shove?
Well, I give it a shove in there.
Yeah.
I don't like perfectly place it. When I get to the corral, I'm like, ha, and I launch it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What?
I just don't know whether I believe you or not. You seem like the kind of person who would leave it right there.
Okay, I'll be honest. The car I always put back. That's weird. I have definitely in the past, if I was like, oh, I don't want this movie anymore, I'm not going to buy this movie, I have just sat it down.
Same. Yeah. Yeah.
That's disrespectful too. Well, but I have done that. I'm not gonna be like I haven't done it.
No, I think I've done that too. Like whether it's a movie or, you know, whatever it is you buy, and then you're like, nah, I've already
not
got
cold
one of these
stuff,
at home.
Not refrigerator stuff. Because I would never leave a salad bag in the middle of like women's clothing. You know what I mean? I wouldn't do that.
No, I agree. I wouldn't do that either. But I have like, yeah, you know, I don't really need this. I'm just gonna set down this jar of cold cream because I buy a lot of cold cream.
You do?
And then I'll put it down in the card aisle. Yeah.
You put your cold. What is cold cream?
It's an old lady thing.
Like, you put it on your face?
Old ladies just put it on their face at night, yeah.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it is. We'll be back in a second. Dave's Dirt is coming up. We have some Olympic updates for you. So, I mean, if you're not paying attention to the Olympics, it's still pretty interesting because they're big Olympic updates. One of them involves somebody from here in Minnesota.
Yeah, also there's a new Exorcist trilogy coming out, and I have the details on that, which I'm kind of excited to hear about it, unless it sucks.
You know it's going to suck.
Maybe not. Maybe we'll get lucky. Also, there are some updates from Michael C. Hall about the new, revival, if you will, of Dexter, because they're coming back with another season.
Oh, I heard about that. Okay.
So I have some more info on that, too.
Coming up next, Dave's Dirt on KDWB. Celebrity tweets, I'm so jealous of AJ McLean right now.
Why?
He says, vacation, here we come. Finally, after so much time trying, the McLeans finally get to go for a long overdue week of absolutely nothing. No phones, no laptops. Woohoo.
I wonder where they're going.
He ain't telling you. The last thing he wants is the word out where he's going. Probably Big Sky. Glacier.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Don't you freak out? I mean, celebrities go to the big national parks, too. Let's say you're in Glacier next week and you see, I don't know, Olivia Wilde, or you see J-Lo, or you see AJ and his family.
Yeah.
Do you run over and go, oh, my God, I'm such a big fan.
Yeah.
Can I get a picture? Or do you let him sit there?
No. If I'm on a trail and I run into J-Lo, it was a moment sent to me by God himself, herself, however you look at it, and I'm going to ask for a photo.
I don't think you can.
I don't care what I can do. She can say no, but that doesn't mean it's either that or I'm going to do the thing that everyone hates where I take a sly, creepy Instagram story. They know that's happening.
Doesn't matter.
They would rather me get a picture. I'll be like, look, if you don't want pictures of you and Ben and me, cool. I'll do one like individual with each of you.
I would encourage you that if you're in Yosemite this year and you see Trippie Redd, for example, you see Trippie Redd in Yosemite and he's got his family there and they're taking pictures in front of Half Dome.
Yeah.
Don't freaking bother him. It's Trippie Redd. He's on vacation. He gets bothered all the time.
I don't care.
You got to show a little grace.
I made the biggest mistake of my life by just waving to Harry Styles and not getting a photo with him, not letting it happen again.
You're that person.
Because he doesn't do meet and greets. You know what? So I don't have another chance to meet him.
Wiz Khalifa tweets, it's not enough to just shake a fly off. You have to damn near murder him so he never wants to come back again, which is true.
Where has Wiz Khalifa been?
I don't know.
I love that one song.
Got an email. It says, Dave, Fallon, Jenny, and of course Tina, my name is Brianna. I'm a 2021 graduate of Blaine High School. Go Bengals.
Congrats.
I've been listening to Dave Ryan in the morning show ever since I can remember. My mom used to play it on my way to daycare, and ever since I've been able to drive, you guys are the only thing I listen to, even the podcast, throughout the day.
Thank you.
You guys have always been my favorite. You guys are definitely my idols. Your show has played a big part in my life, and for that, I'm inviting you to my grad party. It would mean the world if you guys can come, or even one or two of you. We'll have food, a bouncy house, and yard games.
Oh, that does sound fun.
I might freak out if you guys show up, just a warning, because I absolutely love you guys. I totally understand you guys can't come. I just thought it might be awesome. I emailed you guys and possibly could get you guys to come. Again, you guys have made such an impact in my life, and you will always be my favorite people. I love you guys so, so much. Thanks for reading this. And she gives us the grad party information. It's this weekend, and I'm going to be out of town, and I know you guys have got some stuff going on, but it's so flattering. I wanted to read this because it's so sweet, so flattering.
Absolutely.
To get invited to your grad party, to feel like you know us and that you do know us well enough, and we've been a big part of your life. That is so sweet and so flattering.
Absolutely.
And I really, Bree, I wish I could come because I do enjoy a bouncy house. It's a little bit hard on my sciatica.
Yeah, I used to like bounce houses, but not anymore.
But just to let you know, well, I don't want to say, but yeah. So thank you so much, Bree, for the invite. And let's do Dave's Dirt on KDWB, the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show.
It's time for Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
Again, we talked about this, how there's like things happening again, like the Dancing with the Stars show and concerts. We're doing Dave's Big Bust of Valley Fair. I also got to mention, speaking of fairs, the Shenanigans passes to the Minnesota Irish Fair happening August 13th through the 15th. It's coming up. Passes include food and beverage as well as access to fair events like whiskey tastings. And they've got so many musical acts and cool things. It's the Minnesota Irish Fair, and you can win tickets for it. Go to KDWB.com, keyword contest, for your chance to win tickets. And all, like I said, it's one of those things where people don't enter those as much as you might think they do.
Yep.
So you have a really good chance of snagging those. Go check that out. Fallon, let's start you off. What have you got on the dirt today?
Okay. There they are releasing a new trilogy set of movies for The Exorcist, and Ellen Burstyn is coming back. Who is that? Which
Ellen
one is
Burstyn,
she?
Yeah.
Which one is she in the original movies?
I don't know. Okay. I just know the name.
Coming back to play Chris McNeil. So whoever Chris McNeil was in the original, I feel bad. But just like Halloween.
Oh, the mom, I think. Okay. Yeah, she would be the mom, yeah.
Sorry. Just like Halloween, the new Exorcist is going to be a trilogy that follows up on the original, which makes sense since it's being made by the same people. The mother of the original possessed girl, she's coming back. Leslie Odom Jr. from Hamilton is also in it. But there's no word on Linda Blair, who played the possessed girl, Reagan McNeil. The first film is scheduled to come out, of course, in October 2023. So it's a little ways away, but it has to come out in October. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
And then Michael C. Hall is talking about Dexter. I did see they released a new trailer. I haven't watched it yet. I need to. It's called Dexter New Blood. And finally, the fans have been heard, because during last weekend's Comic-Con panel, Michael C. Hall said one of the motivations for doing a new season was to basically make up for the universally hated season finale. He said, quote, "I think this is a show that's very important to all of us, and the chance to revisit it and maybe in the process redefine the sense of the show's ending and the sense of the show's legacy more broadly was certainly a part of our motivation, no doubt." It comes out November 7th on Showtime. There will only be 10 episodes. Michael hinted that he is open to doing more, though, which I believe, number one, lets you know he doesn't die.
Okay.
But anyway, hardcore fans definitely have questions they wanted answered. It'd be interesting to see if John Lithgow and Jennifer Carpenter are in flashback scenes, et cetera, et cetera. So, I don't know. I like the show, but then I heard the last season sucked so bad, I actually stopped before the last season and didn't watch it. Because I was like, I ended not knowing what happens, but being happy with the show.
In case you missed it, you're talking about Dexter.
Yes.
And
he's a serial killer.
When we finished Breaking Bad 4-ish, 5-ish, 6-ish years ago, we asked people who listened to the show, what should we watch next? And a lot of people said, if you like Breaking Bad, you'll like Dexter. And I respect that. It just didn't click with us. You know, okay. Just for whatever reason, just didn't click. But I know some people really love it. The show we're watching right now, what's it called? Atypical, is that what it's called?
Yeah, mm-hmm. On Netflix.
Yeah, and I really like that one, yeah.
I'm super into White Lotus. The new episode came out. It's so good. You don't even know what's going to happen, but the characters are so dramatic and they're in such dramatic situations. You can't help but laugh. And then it plays a super aggressive, loud music throughout the show, which makes it more intense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a HBO limited series, like their new one. You know, you find out in the first episode, someone dies.
Yeah,
and the White Lotus is a hotel that all these guests are staying in, but you don't know who dies or what happens. So you're kind of figuring it all out. And these characters are zany.
Speaking of zany, have you seen the new, I think it's a Geico commercial, where they're all talking about acronyms, and it's people speaking all in acronyms?
No.
I'm going to find it for you. You're going to find the audio. Maybe, Jenny, you can see if you can find I think it's a Geico commercial where everybody's speaking all in acronyms, and then it gets ridiculous because bosses and employees are talking about, yes, have that ASAP, FYI.
Oh, and yeah, so, too much.
And then at the end, it's so stupid because somebody's riding a BMX bike through the office and doing stunts, and like, hey, BMX, YOLO. And it made me laugh, Alan, because it's all acronyms. Maybe you had to been there.
Yeah, you love a commercial.
Most of my stories
are just recapping commercials you saw recently.
And then they always end with, you had to be there.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. So, spoiler alert. Jenny was talking about this earlier. Again, spoiler alert, if you watch The Bachelorette, this is, again, I'm going to warn you, last time, spoiler alert, the front runner, Michael, quit the show last night.
Obviously, James is home. I was FaceTiming him outside of the, where are you? Why aren't you coming home? He said, like, why don't you want to see me anymore? I can't focus on anything else. I'm not leaving because of us. I'm leaving because my son needs his dad.
He's just not that into you. Watch the movie.
Thank you. Reagan Smith. Reagan, go. She got bronze last night, or yesterday, I guess it was. She's from Lakeville in the 100-meter backstroke final in the Olympics in record time. I guess records are falling left and right at the Olympics. Anyway, she's from Lakeville, and I thought that was super cool. Simone Biles apparently has dropped out. Some people are saying all the way out of all events at the Olympics. And then somebody else said, no, she's just dropping out of certain events at the Olympics. So we're still following that one. And honestly, I haven't gone back to make sure exactly what it is. I do think it's kind of cool that the woman who won the, her name is Lydia Jacoby. She came from behind for the gold in swimming last night. She's from Seward, Alaska. And I guess they said on NBC last night that the only swimming pool, like Olympic-sized swimming pool in Alaska, there's only one of them. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess at least they had one.
I don't know if there's an update from my recent article, but we were in the lead at least with 19 medals. China right behind us, and then Russia behind them.
Yeah, I think I had a little medal count. Here it is. Okay, the U.S. has 8 gold, 3 silver, 8 bronze. China, 6 gold, 5 silver, 7 bronze. Russia has 5 gold, 6 silver, and 3 bronze medals. And there was one other thing that I wanted to pass along here. Let me see if I can find it. Today is National Scotch Day, but that wasn't it. Give me one second. I'll see if I can
Issa Rae, the star from Insecure, she took to Instagram to announce she secretly married her longtime boyfriend, which is adorable. Also, this is exciting news for Jenny. Aaron Rodgers does plan to return to Green Bay and play for the Packers in 2021.
Okay.
So there's something.
Here's the story I was looking for. So during the Rolling Loud Festival this past weekend, DaBaby, who is in that the Dua Lipa song, Dua Lipa with DaBaby,
nailed it,
made some questionable remarks. Very questionable, and here we go. He said from the stage, apparently he said, if you didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexually transmitted diseases that make you die in 2 or 3 weeks, then put your cell phone light in the air. Then he added that any guys who didn't perform on another man in the parking lot should also put their phones in the air. After getting dragged for it online, he posted a video explaining himself, but he didn't do himself any favors. Here's what he said. He said, hey, there were gay and straight fans of the show, including a guy in the front row who's wearing a crop top. Well, what does that matter? How does that make it okay for you to say
stuff like
anybody
that?
Anybody who didn't perform on another guy, put your cell phone in the air. What?
Cool.
And he says, and they all put their lights up because even his gay friends don't. This is what he said. They all put their lights up because even his gay friends don't have AIDS because they're not nasty or junkies.
Cool.
What?
I don't understand.
What?
Where was his publicist? To be like, yo, stay off of social media for a minute.
Well, just don't say stupid things about gay people and AIDS and HIV from the stage. It's like, where did you get your information? What made him even say something like that?
Nobody knows.
You're right. Nobody knows.
Disaster over there. There is a little bit of an update with Britney Spears. I mean, they did file a 127-page document detailing why Jamie Spears is the wrong person to oversee her finances. They're trying to get this accountant named Jason Rubin to replace him. So the hope is that they get him off the conservatorship, and then the earliest she'd be out of it totally is 2022, like early 2022. And Jennifer Lopez is rocking a new necklace that says, Ben, if you care. Kanye West, he's set more records, streaming records with Donda. His listening party has over 3.3 million viewers, which is more than any previous Apple Music streaming record.
I got to play this for you. The part of the wedding where they say, does anybody object to this couple getting married? Somebody does.
May not enjoy the matrimony. You should declare it now.
Oh, that dog, cold-blooded.
Okay, I think that was set up somehow. And finally, guy attempting to run across the ocean in a hamster wheel has failed again.
Anything you want, do it. No listen to anybody. You chasing your dream. My goal is raise money, not just for homeless people. Raise money for Coast Guard. Raise money for police department.
He's a survivalist. He can survive anywhere for days, weeks. He's got everything he needs to keep him safe.
Good for him. Yeah. I have trouble crossing the parking lot if I park too far away. Okay. Like, dang, he wants to cross the ocean in a hamster wheel?
You have a hard time with the parking lot then, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the dirt. Two things for you. Number one, your keyword to text in for the $1,000. But also, we're going to get you on board Dave's big bus to Valley Fair.
Yeah, party bus.
Very excited about this. We're going to Valley Fair. We're going to spend the day out there, you and a friend, and we're all going to hang out. we're going to like all go on all the rides together. No, we're not. You're going to go off on your own, because the one thing that you know, if you go to Valley Fair with a group of people, it's like going to Las Vegas on a bachelorette party. Saturday morning, you go downstairs, you meet in the lobby, and you say, well, what do you guys want to do? Oh, I don't care. What do you guys want to do? Well, I think we should go do this. No, I really, let's go. So we're not going to hang together, because we'd never agree. I want to go on the Power Tower. You might want to go on Steel Venom. But I will meet you up later when you're eating and try to get some of your fries. So if you want to be on Dave's Big Bus, give me about a half an hour or so. We'll get you on Dave's Big Bus to Valley. Dave Ryan Show on KDWB. I'm not speaking to E. White, the nighttime DJ here at KWB.
I don't blame you.
Because he broke my tea light that I stole from the iHeartRadio Music Festival a couple of years ago. I was at the iHeart Festival, and I never steal anything because I just don't. I don't steal it. I don't want to be known as the thief, because once you're known as the thief, then anytime something goes missing, you'll be like, oh, well, Dave took my little miniature keyboard.
So what happened? Why did you change your thought process that night?
I wanted it really bad, and it was cheap, and I figured I've earned it after 25 years of working for this company. I figure I'd probably get an iHeartRadio little that they would probably throw away afterward anyway.
They might,
So I stole this little tea light with a little battery-operated candle. I brought it in. We've all enjoyed it here at the radio station. Last night, that freaking E. White DJ guy, he knocks it off the table and breaks it.
Do you feel like it's karma for you stealing it initially?
No, not in the least.
All right.
I know it was an accident. Accidents happen.
You should make him pay you for that to replace it.
I don't even know what it's worth. I don't know. But
it's
anyway,
invaluable. That's the thing, because it means so much to you.
You can see it on my Instagram and Dave Ryan, KDWB. Let's get you on Dave's Big Bus to Valley Fair. You can win a spot for you and a friend on Dave's Big Bus to Valley Fair. Happen on Friday, August 6th, courtesy of Jefferson Lines, driven by a professional bus driver. Safe and sound down to Valley Fair. We're going to spend the day of thrills at Valley Fair and go on all the rides you want to and all that stuff. It is basically book Jefferson Lines for your next event at jeffersonlines.com. Let's say you want a bachelorette party or you want to take the family up to Brainerd. Get up, I don't know, maybe get Jefferson Lines. Carnival Days is running August 8th at Valley Fair through August 8th. And so I'd love to get you on the bus. We're going to pick up here in St. Louis Park at 10:30. Drop off at Valley Fair, like, I don't know, 45 minutes later. You spend all day, and then you got 5 hours in the park. At 4 o'clock, we're going to get back on the bus. We're going to come back up here happy and exhausted. It's going to be awesome. Here's what we're going to play. We're going to play a game. You call in. I can either guess your age or guess your weight. Now, your choice, just like you go down to Valley Fair. I don't know if they do weight anymore, but I can
picture
somebody standing down there with a big, giant scale. And it's like, okay, I'm going to guess your weight is 132. Get you up on the scale, and I got to guess within 5 pounds or so.
See, that worries me, because then I get up, and they're like, oh, I was way off. And you're like, okay. All right. Calm down get off the microphone.
If you then want me to do your age, then I can do your age. But here's what we're going to do. I'm going to have Jenny give you, you're going to give Jenny your age off the air so you can't change your mind.
Yeah, good call.
So in other words, if you're 145 and I say 145 and I nail it, you go, no, I'm 172.
Don't they usually have a rule like you get within 5 pounds
or
something?
5 pounds.
Yeah.
5 pounds in 3 years. So I'm going to come within 5 pounds of your weight or 3 years of your age.
Okay.
So we're going to play this right now. And if I get it wrong, then you are on Dave's Big Bus to Valley Fair. Let's start off with, she's still on hold here, so I need a second. Now we're ready to go. It looks like it's Ann over in Woodbury. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Dave.
Would it be fun to go on the big bus down to Valley Fair?
It would.
Okay. Ann, would you like me to guess your weight or your age?
My age.
Okay. Let me just ask you a couple of questions here. Where are you driving to right now?
I'm in St. Louis Park.
You're in St. Louis Park. Okay. And what kind of car are you driving right now?
I'm driving an Audi A4.
Okay, an Audi A4. So that means you're probably not in college right now.
Unless her dad gave it to her.
I was going
to
say mom gave her a car, but I'm going to guess that you are exactly 42 years old. And 42 years old.
Oh, boy, you're way off.
How old are you?
54.
54? Well, you sound like a spring chicken.
Well, good.
Hey, guess what? We'd love to get you down to Valley Fair. I thought I would do better at this game. I thought I would nail it right away.
You were pretty off,
I was not even really that close. Yeah, you're on Dave's Big Bus. We'll see you next Friday, okay?
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Someone texted in that Valley Fair does still guess weight. My wife won a unicorn because they guessed wrong. So fun. Okay, cool.
Wouldn't that be awful if you're really bad at it and you guess everybody way fatter than they really are? So somebody's like 150, and
yeah,
you're like, oh, dang. Okay, 205.
Yeah.
What? Do I look like I weigh 205?
You said it.
All right, we'll do more Dave's Big Bus every day this week and all week next week as well on KDWB. Fallon's got Fallon. He's coming up in a minute. Stay here, the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB.
101.3 KDWB.
Time now for Fallonies on 101.3 KDWB.
Okay, this is an interesting one. A woman near Little Rock, Arkansas, recently reported a guy to police for following her around a store, making inappropriate comments, saying he wanted to give her a foot massage, which was particularly weird for him to offer because he didn't have any arms. That was the weird, surprising thing. At least two other women have reported him for harassing them at stores in the past year, and because of the no arms thing, cops know who the guy is. We don't know if he offered them foot rubs too, but cops say all of their stories have been very similar. His name's Brian. He's 32. Police issued a warrant for his arrest earlier this month, but it's not clear if they've tracked him down yet. But like, what is up with creepy people just walking around stores?
Thank God it doesn't happen very
that often. Yeah, thankfully. Yeah. So there are your felonies.
All right, we'll be back in a couple of minutes on KDWB with Dave's Dirt. The key word for this hour is bank, B-A-N-K. So text that keyword into 200-200 for a chance at $1,000. There's so many things that you know what the big thing is for a beach now?
What?
Is the wagon with the cloth sides to carry your stuff down the beach.
What?
We saw these all over Lakeland and watched the beach. Yeah, instead of making four trips back and forth with the cooler and your chair and all that stuff, you get the wagon that you pull back and forth, your stuff back and forth to the beach.
Genius. Yeah, I need one of those.
Or hair extensions. Maybe you'd like to get hair extensions.
That's a good idea.
Whatever you want to do with your $1,000, I'm not going to tell you what to do with it.
Lip injections. You've always wanted that pouty pout. There you go.
Lip injections, whatever it is. Boy, you got to text that word bank to 200-200, and you get a chance at $1,000. Make sure you answer your phone from that unknown number, because it's probably us calling to tell you that you won. Dave's Dirt is coming up next on KDWB, the Twin Cities number one hit music station. We'll do it next.
Got a minute? Because we've got the dirt. Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
2% of us have never, ever, ever washed our pillowcase.
Sick. What are you doing? Oh,
think about this. They absorb all the dirt.
Yeah.
Dead skin. You drooling on that thing. So you're supposed to do it every week or two at most. But 1 in 3 people say they go longer than that, including 2% of us who've never washed their pillowcases. Most people don't go for more than a month. That includes 35% who say they wash them about once a week. But women wash their pillowcases more often than guys do. No surprise. Yeah. People under 25 are most likely to be sleeping on pillowcases that have never been washed. I think one of the reasons is because your mama did it and you never really realized that you had to do it. But you will wash it eventually when it stanks.
Yeah, I
when
was you gross notice in that college.
It stinks. Yeah.
In college, I would wait until I had I'm actually still kind of like this, huge bags of laundry to do, which would then take me 18 hours to do laundry. But the bed sheets really didn't make the cut. I'll be honest. They made the cut more when I had a boyfriend.
Yeah, okay.
And then I was like, oh, I should clean these more.
I kind of get that one. I wash the sheets every week. Every week. It feels so good to get into a bed with clean, nice, crisp sheets. Every week included. And I would never wash it without the pillowcase. And I'm not bragging. It's like, if you're going to wash the sheets, then take the pillowcase off.
I talked about this before, and someone had sent a remedy, but Jake, his body leaks a yellow, like something.
His body leaks a yellow substance.
Because his pillow, it looks like someone was murdered on his side of the bed. At all times, it's yellowed. And so I've done everything. I've bought sheets that swear they don't stain, everything. I think I have to get to the point where I need to buy like a cream colored sheet, because it ain't working for
us.
What
is he leaking anyway?
He just sweats urine? So much. Not urine.
He's leaking urine?
He sweats so much. And I think any sweat eventually leaves like a yellow mark. It so he doesn't really sprouted. Leave a yellow mark. Like, he's not really leaking something yellow. It's just that he sweats so much, clearly. He has a fan blasting on him. He sleeps in his little tiny undies. I don't understand how the guy exists. It sounds awful.
Would you give this a try or would it be a hard pass? There's a small but passionate group of people online who claim the best snack in the world is Oreos with salsa. Jenny, we're going to try this tomorrow. Write down Oreos with salsa. We got to try this tomorrow during the show.
I mean, I like both, but what?
People have been hyping on it on social media for a while, so it's not a new idea. But a writer for the site Delish.com just tried it, and their verdict is not good. They described the taste as musty and said dunking them in milk is a much better option. Some people claim it's great, though. If you really want to go all in, they say to buy a pack of Oreos, remove the middle row, and fill it to the top with salsa for easy dipping. I am intrigued, and I will try it.
I'll try it. I mean, I like both items.
Yeah. It's just one of those things. Well, see, I used to eat peanut butter and mustard sandwiches because you got the creamy sweetness of the peanut butter and then the tart surprise of the mustard, peanut butter and mustard.
Of course, it initially sounds gross, but I would try that also.
Another one somebody tried is a macaroni burrito. So you take macaroni, stuff it inside of a tortilla shell, and then you maybe put like the burger or the hamburger, the ground meat or whatever, and then have that macaroni as one of your burrito fillings. Yes or no?
Sure. I thought you were just going to have macaroni in there, and then I was like, that's too much carb. Like, I need some kind of meat flavor profile.
Yeah, I gotcha. What do you got in the dirt, Fallon? What's going on?
Okay. Well, there is an update on the Britney Spears conservatorship, which is just that the earliest they think she could actually get out of it is early 2022. So just keep that in mind. There was a big moment on The Bachelorette last night because they're getting ready to go to the hometown, which means she has her final four. She visits their hometowns, meets their families. And there was a big moment with one of the front runners. His name is Michael. And this
obviously
is a spoiler.
James is home. I was FaceTiming him outside of the, where are you? Why aren't you coming home? He said, like, why don't you want to see me anymore? I can't focus on anything else. I'm not leaving because of us. I'm leaving because my son needs his dad.
Okay. Jenny said that was, she felt like knowing him, even though he was a favorite, that it was a cop-out. Because they're near the end, so what's the point at this point? And then she feels like maybe it's because everyone was saying he should be the Bachelor. Like, maybe that's his plan in the long run or something. Which
I love
is
that
like,
somehow The Bachelor made itself relevant again, because that show has been on TV for 20-something years.
They do
I
it
think.
Every season. Every season they find a way to make themselves relevant.
Well, right, but it went away and nobody cared for years. And then, like, a few years ago, it bounced back. And then we would have the Bachelorette viewing parties here at the radio station. Remember
that
those?
One was because she was here from here.
Okay.
Becca was from Minnesota. That is the only reason we did.
Where's Becca now? Does anybody know where Becca is now? Jenny, you keep track. Oh, Jenny knows.
I follow her on Instagram.
What is she doing now? What is she like, Becca, who was on The Bachelor a few years ago? What is she doing now?
Well, so she was in San Diego. Her and the guy that she chose, they broke up probably, 6 months to a year ago?
Okay.
Yeah. And then now I think that she's moving to L.A. or did move.
She's in L.A.
Oh, she is.
But Tina knows, too.
A sneaky little birdie said that she may or may not be making an appearance on Bachelor in Paradise.
Well, what does what does she do for a living, though?
She's a social media influencer.
Most of them are now.
Really? They're social media influencers.
To be fair, they do a lot of, like, side things. Like, they all have their own little company of some sort. They
she
all
has
do
a wine. She has wine.
Yeah, and she's on a podcast.
Yeah, she works a lot still with The Bachelor franchise.
Mm-hmm.
She did that tour. They were going to come here, but I think it got canceled right before. Or did they come?
No, they didn't. Oh. Yeah, they were going to do the tour where they had people finding
love on
stage.
It's like Bachelor Live on stage. They picked a single guy from the Twin Cities and found a bunch of girls for him.
Becca was hosting.
Because intern John, our friend, did it out in D.C. He was the Bachelor.
Well, he was supposed to, but they didn't get
nobody
to
got
either.
To do it, sad times.
So now he's still single.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why.
Because of the show.
Yeah, that's why.
Wow, that's so interesting. Like I said, I'm amazed that we've been able to keep this franchise alive for so long, but, I mean, people seem to love it.
Yeah. Kanye West has smashed streaming records with his new album, Donda. The Listening Party is on Apple Music, and the global live stream event topped out at 3.3 million viewers, which is more than double the previous Apple Music streaming record that was set. Scooter Braun is set to battle it out in divorce court. So he's decided to stop battling things out on social media. He is the manager, in case you're wondering, who handles big names like Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, and Demi Lovato. And he just went dark on Twitter and Instagram. Probably no coincidence that the move comes just days after he filed for divorce from his now estranged wife. Makes sense. If you're a big fan of Lisa Rinna and The Real Housewives, she's returning to her original role on The Days of Our Lives. She'll be back on there. She hasn't been on since 2018, but she'll be there soon to revive her role as Billy Reid on Days of Our Lives. Like, what is it? Like sand in the hourglass.
Like sands through the hourglass.
Like sands through the hourglass. These.
No, so are the days of our lives.
It's really so and not these. I thought it was these.
Like sands through the hourglass. So are the days of our lives. So they're making a comparison. Like sands through the hourglass, the days of our lives flow and flow and flow. And eventually they go away and you die. Now, that's, I think, part of the thing that you got to pay attention to. I used to watch that show when I was a kid with my mom.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, my mom was like, she was a lunch lady for a while, but a lot of the time she didn't work. She had six kids to raise. So I'd watch Days of Our Lives with my mom.
You loved your soaps.
Well, I remember that somebody shot her husband and she came in and she wanted to kill her husband. So she had a little gun and she killed her husband. And so here I am, like 5 years old, trying to comprehend why this woman wanted to kill her husband. And why that was so intriguing. That's a disturbing thing for a five-year-old kid to wrap their little head around.
I get that. I grew up watching soaps with my mom, too. She did Young and the Restless. She never did The Bold and the Beautiful, Dave. She did General Hospital. But I think those were her two main ones, And she still watches them. I'll like sometimes go pick up Olive and she's like, wow, here's what's happening. And I'm like, that person's still alive. And they're still, like, the storyline seems the exact same from 10 years ago.
Right.
It's amazing. Jennifer Lopez, she celebrated her birthday on a yacht with Ben, which we knew because they recreated those famous images from her Jenny from the Block music video where he has his hand on her butt. They recreated them, of course. But the surprise was that A-Rod was in a yacht nearby, vacationing in the same area, and they actually had dinner reservations at the same spot, so Jennifer Lopez's assistant had to quickly cancel those. Awkward running. Sorry, I thought you were going to say something. I just wanted to stop for you. And let's see. Mariah Carey, no surprise, she's not a super supportive ex of Nick Cannon with his new venture of having lots and lots of children with different women. Because she has a concern that I think is valid, which is she thinks he's been a little irresponsible and reckless. He swears he has enough love, enough time to be a great parent to all his children. He does have seven now, including the twins he shares with Mariah. But his attention is going to be divided every which way, she thinks. And so she's not all about his latest baby boom effect.
I mean, anybody could tell you that. I mean, seriously, seven kids, you really just can't, especially when you're busy and have a career like Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
So it's ridiculous. But whatever. Shout out to Reagan Smith, swimmer from Lakeville, picked up a bronze last night and in the women's 100-meter backstroke. And shout out to her. That is super cool. And Olympics continue for the next 3 or 4 months on NBC. And that is pretty much it for the dirt. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Everything from Worst Date Wednesday. Let me encourage you to send in your worst dates for Worst Date Wednesday. If you've been on one lately or a long time ago, whether you were the cause of the worst date or whether you were the recipient of the worst date, send in your story to ryanshow@kdwb.com. That's coming up tomorrow. Also, sometime between 7 and 7:30 tomorrow, and then sometime between 9 and 9:30 tomorrow, we'll give away more boarding passes for Dave's Big Bus to Valley Fair, which is coming up a week from this Friday, August 6th.